Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the pitcher's mound. Throwing out tonight's ceremonial first pitch, representing the sponsor of tonight's shot giveaway, the Glimpy Store, is Josh Lohman.
Another day, another chance to clinch for the Clearwater Threshers, missing out on an opportunity last night in a 6-1 loss in Fort Myers. The Threshers still with a win, and they're in mode here as we approach the end of the first half of the 2023 season. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I'll be giving you the play-by-play for the next 9 innings as the Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles for the fourth time this season. This series, I should say. Overall, this is the 10th or the 11th time these two teams will play. The Threshers and Mighty Muscles split the inaugural home series of 2023, and the Threshers won the first 3 games in Fort Myers this week before dropping last night's contest in a 6-1 game. 2 runs scored in the bottom of the 3rd inning for Fort Myers. They opened up the scoring for the first time this series with a Jarrell Ortega RBI double and then a Danny DeAndrade RBI single. Marion Boyd scored the Threshers' only run in the 5th inning, reaching on a fielder's choice and an errant throw over to first base that almost went into the stands. That scored Ricardo Rosario from 3rd after his leadoff for 1-out triple in the 5th inning. But another 2 runs then in the bottom of the 5th, wild pitch in the 6th, and then a Maddox Helton RBI single in the 7th, kept it 6-1 Mighty Muscles, giving the Threshers their first loss of the series. 6-1 the final score. Threshers were out hit 14-5, the most hits they have allowed in a game this season. A couple new pitchers debuting for Clearwater. Iverson Castellano, who came off the injured list yesterday and drove to Clearwater, coming in to pitch 2 innings, including coming in a bases-loaded jam and striking out the 3 batters that he faced. Did allow 1 run, though, in his first 2 innings of 2023. Then Daniel Harper came in to pitch the 8th through a 1-2-3 frame with a strikeout in his first inning of the season, in his first full season after being drafted in the 17th round by the Phillies in last year's draft. But it's a new game today. The Threshers looking for win number 40, and they're looking to clinch the West Division in the first half. Currently, they lead a duo of teams in second base, as Fort Myers and Bradenton are currently tied in second, 10.5 games behind the Clearwater Threshers, and the Threshers are playing Fort Myers here tonight. Clearwater's won 8 of their last 10, and they will bring a new lineup to the plate tonight. For the Clearwater Threshers, Marty Malloy is the skipper. Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach. Chris Heinz, the hitting coach. Michael Jones, the position coach. And J.R. Murphy is the bench coach. Samantha Meyer, the head athletic trainer, with her assistant, Marissa Van Hassel. Joseph Miranda, the strength and conditioning coach. And Matt Parker is the player development associate for the Threshers this season. They come in with the best winning percentage in all of the minor leagues and all of baseball, actually. The only team with a win percentage over 720 at 722. 39-15 record, and 1 more win would give them a playoff spot for the first time since 2021. The Threshers come in with Brian Rincon at the leadoff spot, playing short. Marion Boyd in center field will bat second. Gabriel Rincones Jr. will bat third and play in right field, with Jordan Disson getting his second turn in the cleanup spot this season, playing catcher. Otto Kemp continues to bat fifth. He's got 3 hits in the past 2 games, including a solo home run on Thursday. He will bat fifth and play third base. Steven Byers, the designated hitter tonight, will bat sixth. Felix Reyes batting seventh after just going 0-for-4 in the last game he played, ending a 13-game on base streak. Still has 9 RBIs in his first 16 games. Leonard Pavoya getting his second start of the season, playing at second base and batting 8. Rosario with a triple home run last night, from the top spot in the order to the 9th spot, playing in game 125 in the 2022 season. Alex McFarland gets the start for the Clearwater Threshers. 0-3 the record, a 3.65 ERA, making his 10th start of the season. The Threshers are 6-3 when McFarland is on the hill. He is also tied for 9th in the league with 50 strikeouts, one behind Sandy Alighieri for the team lead. Alighieri is with 51. McFarland coming off his first 6-inning start of his career, where he allowed just one run and struck out six. Struck out against Fort Myers the last time these two teams played. For the second time, McFarland plays the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, coming in with a record of 29-26 with Brian Meyer, the manager for the Mighty Muscles. Jared Gaynor, the pitching coach. Richard Salazar, a pitching coach as well. Raiden Sierra, the hitting coach, with his assistant Luke Reyes. And that is the field staff for the Mighty Muscles in this year. For Fort Myers, Dylan Noisy returns to the leadoff spot for the second straight night after reaching base three times in five plate appearances. He was 2-for-4 with a walk. Bell Olivares made the season debut against the Threshers this year. Saturday, April 15th,
2 hits, 1 run,
the Threshers won that game 3-1 in a pitcher's duel.
Number 33,
the first career
Nigro,
April Raincone as junior.
Batting ninth, playing left field, number 5, Luis Baez. The pitcher, a right-hander, number 25, Jose Olivares.
Looking to clinch the playoffs, and this is really the only game that can affect that. Bradenton tied in second place.
The Mighty Muscles
in Dunedin tonight. That game will get started at 6:30. Tampa and Lakeland already underway with the Turbans leading the Flying Tigers 9-0 in the bottom of the second inning. But basically, it is 1-7 in the bottom of the second for Lakeland. Dunedin and Bradenton at 6:30. We'll be keeping an eye on that game as well. But this game is in the Threshers' hands. The Threshers in control of their fate as they look to clinch the playoffs for the first time in two seasons. A win would give them that opportunity. In the rest of the Phillies system, a couple of doubleheaders today. Lehigh Valley and Syracuse underway already. A 4-1 lead for the Iron Pigs, triple A affiliate of the Phillies, top of the seventh, and it is going to be a 7-inning game as they have a doubleheader scheduled for today. Binghamton and Reading also getting their doubleheader started. Bottom of the third inning, still scoreless with Johan Rojas, a Thresher in 2021, and the leader in defensive runs saved in all of baseball up at the plate with 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley playing, and in a game that has huge playoff implications, as there are 4 teams within 2 games of first place in the South Atlantic League North. Jersey Shore a game and a half behind the Hudson Valley Renegades, their opponent tonight. Jordan Fowler, a Thresher last season, is getting the start for the Blue Claws. Binghamton and Reading with a doubleheader, Lehigh Valley and Syracuse with a doubleheader as well. A couple of finals in rookie ball and some big wins for all three Phillies rookie teams. Josh Borkett got the victory for the Florida Complex League Phillies, an 11-inning win, 7-6 the final score over the FCL Tigers. The DSL Phillies Red won 4-1 over the DSL Nationals, and also in the American Summer League, the Phillies White, an 18-2 run of the Arizona Diamondbacks Black Team in the American Summer League as well. That's it for the Phillies system. We'll give you some Major League scores later on, but the Mighty Muscles have taken to the field. The Thrashers will join them shortly as they look to clinch the playoff here at Cabot Stadium. But we'll take a quick pause to honor our country with the play of the National Anthem, and then the Thrashers and Mighty Muscles will play ball here on the Thrashers broadcast
network. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our National Anthem.
We are ready to get going for the fifth time this week. Thrashers and Mighty Muscles, and for the second straight night, the playoffs are on the line here in Fort Myers. Josh Farber here with you. The Thrashers, a win, and they are in to the postseason. They haven't made it since 2021. Fort Myers was on the cusp of a playoff push last season, but they will need to win out, and the Thrashers will need to lose out for that to happen. One more win for Clearwater, and they make it back to the postseason. They look to make that happen tonight. Last night, Clearwater had the tying run on third base in the fifth inning, and then four unanswered runs from Fort Myers helped them to a 6-1 win. The Thrashers won the first three games of the season with a lead ever since the four-run first inning of Tuesday's game. Fort Myers took the lead for the first time in the second inning of, or the third inning of last night, and they did not look back. The Thrashers, though, looking to turn the tables on Fort Myers. Overall this season, they have won 6 and lost 4 in the 10 games between the two top teams in the Florida State League West Division. In second place are the Mighty Muscles, tied with the Bradenton Marauders, who get going against Dunedin in about half an hour. But right now, it's Thrashers and Mighty Muscles. One more win for Clearwater, and they will clinch the Florida State League West. 14-10 on the road are the Thrashers, 39-15 overall. And now Brian Rincone in the batter's box, and we are ready to play ball here at Hammond Stadium. Jose Olivares on the hill. He winds, kicks, and deals the first pitch of the game. Breaking ball low, and we are officially underway at Hammond Stadium. 1-0 the count to Brian Rincone, who has played all four games of the series this week, typically hitting in the three spot. Tonight, he is hitting leadoff. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count is 2-0. Rincone on the week, playing shortstop all four games. He'll do so again tonight. A hard ground ball just foul down the first base line, and the count's 2-1. A hit in each of the three games of this, or the last three games of this series, overall 3-for-16 with two runs scored, but 3-for-3 stolen bases when he's been able to get on base in four games played against Fort Myers. Now the 2-1 from Olivares, hit high and foul the other way, and we're even at 2-2. A slight left-handed shift for the switch-hitting Rincon, with the first baseman Reyes, or the first baseman Nigro, and Rubel Cespedes, the second baseman, shifted towards the right side. That's where Rincon hits this one, high and deep, and gone! A leadoff home run for Brian Rincon, and the Threshers want to make a postseason push today. Fifth pitch of the game, and number 5 sends it out over the right field wall for a leadoff home run. 1-0 Threshers, and that is the sixth long ball of the year by Brian Rincon.
Number 23.
A solo shot, and we are underway. Omarion Boyd hitting second after a leadoff home run by Brian Rincon. He is getting into the batter's box now. Batting third, Gabe Rincones Jr., Jordan Disson, the cleanup man for the Threshers. High fastball, and the count is 1-1 to Boyd, with nobody out in the top of the first inning. Otto Kemp batting fifth, Jordan Viers batting sixth, Felix Reyes batting seventh, as Olivares deals. A fastball upstairs makes it 2-1 to the Threshers center fielder, Omarion Boyd. William Bergoglio is batting eighth in his second game of the season. Ricardo Rosario batting ninth for the Threshers. Boyd, hard ground ball past the glove of the third baseman and to left field for potentially extra bases. Boyd rounds third. It is picked up by Baez. He sends it into second, and Boyd slides in safely with a double. Back-to-back extra base knocks for the Threshers, and they are coming out furiously here on Saturday evening. A solo shot by Brian Rincon, and now a double by Omarion Boyd in the first two at-bats of the game. Gabe Rincones Jr. is at the plate and will set the defense for the Mighty Muscles. In the outfield, Luis Baez in left, Maddox Houghton in center, and in right field is Dylan Noisy. Jose Olivares, a look at second base. Boyd thinking about third, but it'll stay there as the fastball misses outside to Rincones Jr., count 1-0. In the infield for Fort Myers, Frank Nigro at first, Rubel Cespedes at second, Danny DeAndrade at short, Jarrell Ortega at third, and the catcher Dylan Tatum catches a breaking ball from Jose Olivares, but the ball went outside, count 2-0 to Gabe Rincones Jr. Rincones had his first career home run against the Mighty Muscles off of Olivares, and the 2-0 pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, count 2-1. Already a homer given up by Jose today with a leadoff shot from Brian Rincon that made it 1-0. Rincones, 0-for-3 last night, 3-for-17. He's played in all four games of the series thus far. Two RBIs and a run scored in those four. Swing and a miss, fastball right by Rincones Jr., and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyd, a huge stealing threat on second base after his fourth double of the season. He has 32 steals in 40 total attempts. He leads the Florida State League in stolen bases. 2-2, hit in the air out to center field. Coming in is Houghton, and he makes the catch deep, shallow enough for Boyd to remain at second base. And that's the first out of the first inning. So Rincones is retired after extra base hits start off the day for Clearwater. They lead it 1-0. And Jordan Disson is going to come up for the first time. A catcher who has been so solid for the Threshers in his first full pro season, despite playing the fewest games by a member of the Threshers opening day roster, a position player on the Threshers opening day roster, I should say. First pitch to Disson, breaking ball in there for a called strike, count 0-1. And he has been productive on both sides of the ball, throwing at over 30% of the runners trying to steal against him defensively, offensively, hitting .312 with a homer and 17 RBIs. Now the 0-1 to Disson. Fastball again, a called strike on the outside part of the plate, and the count now 0-2. Disson, 4-for-9 in three games this series with 4 walks and 3 runs scored, just 1 RBI. But he has reached base in every game he's played in the month of June. 6-for-12 with an RBI as he checks his swing. Omarion Boyd steals third base. Disson is called out on strikes as Isabella Robb moves that key around. But stolen base number 33 for Omarion Boyd puts a potential insurance run for the Threshers on third base. And he has 33 on the season. So Disson down on strikes. First K of the day for Olivares. And now Otto Kemp will come up to bat with one on and two outs. Breaking ball going away from the catcher. Boyd thought about coming home, but the bounce stayed in the right-handed batter's box. Kemp threw up the stop sign. It's a 1-0 count to Otto Kemp, who did not record a hit in the first two games of the series, but 3-for-7 over the last 2 days with a home run on Thursday. Now the 1-0 to Kemp. Boyd still on third base with two outs. Threshers lead by one. Fastball in there for a called strike at the letters as the count evens at 1-1 to Otto Kemp. Boyd on third base. Two outs here in the first inning. 1-1 the count. Olivares set at the belt, and he deals. Bouncing in front of the plate. This one gets away down the first base line. Boyd will jog home and score the second run of the game on a wild pitch. 2-0 Threshers and a 2-1 count to Kemp with the bases now clear and two outs in the inning. So the stolen base for Boyd once again paying off as he comes home on a wild pitch by Jose Olivares. 2-0 Threshers, 2-1 count to Kemp, two gone here in the top of the first inning. 2-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs, now 3-1. Kemp, I mean, you can see his power numbers. 5 homers, 21 RBIs on the season, both in the top 5 for the Threshers. 3-1 popped up in foul territory behind home plate. Tatum jogging towards it, but it lands in the stands and fills up the count at 3-2. But something that Kemp is an underrated stat is in walks. 30 on the season ties him at 9 in the league lead. So a really good eye at the plate for Kemp, and now facing a 3-2 pitch. The payoff, fastball outside, and there's walk number 31. Otto Kemp will get on first base with a two-out walk. Olivares has been busy today. Olivares, 23 pitches and 13 strikes here in the first inning, and that's going to prompt a visit from the pitching coach in Jared Gaynor. While the meeting on the mound begins, let's take a look at the MLB scoreboard in today's action. Starting in Philadelphia, the Phillies trailing 5-0 against the Los Angeles Dodgers, top of the seventh inning at the bank. Top of the seventh in Baltimore as well. Orioles lead the Royals 4-1. Mets lead the Pirates 4-1 in Pittsburgh in the middle of the eighth inning, with Brian Reynolds due to lead off the bottom half of the eighth inning at PNC Park. In the battle of the 240 win teams in baseball, the Rangers lead the Rays 8-4, top of the seventh inning at the Trop. The Atlanta Braves and Washington Nationals in a 6-3 lead for Atlanta, bottom of the seventh inning, a runner on second and two outs for Matt Olson, and the A's lead the Brewers 1-0 in Milwaukee in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to Viers, cut on and miss over the top of a breaking ball to make the count 0-1. Astros and Guardians are about to start. Cubs and Giants will play at 7:30, as will the Red Sox and Yankees. Mariners and Angels set to begin at 10:07. Viers takes a look at a breaking ball outside, count evens at 1-1. 5 finals already in the big leagues. The Twins, the major league affiliate of these Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, 9-4 winners over the Toronto Blue Jays up north in Canada. Fire sends this into the gap, high in the air. Chasing is Houghton, a diving play, and he makes the catch. Unbelievable. Maddox Houghton robbing Jordan Viers of an RBI double, possibly more. as Otto Kemp was already heading home when the ball landed in Houghton's glove. So defensive heroics from Houghton end the inning, but not before the Threshers played two runs. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and a man left. We head to the bottom of the first inning. The Threshers already up 2-0.
Blues call Realty Southwest Florida Cardiff Realty Real Estate Company. Contact my company, Forecast Sony, for buying or selling that Florida dream home. Contact my company, bluegolfrealty@gmail.com, or visit our website, bluegolfrealty.com. The Central, Southwest Florida's newest and most luxurious address, is now free with free leasing for summer move in. Visit our website at thecentralapartments.com for more information. South Florida Gas welcomes you to tonight's game. South Florida Gas has been delivering propane gas to Lee County, Charlotte County, and Collier County residents for over 26 years. For your pool heater, generator, and cooking needs, visit southfloridagas.com.
Alex McFarland taking the hill, starts the game off with a ball to Dylan Noisy, so it's 1-0 Mighty Muscles in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers, though, as Noisy swings and misses an upstairs fastball from McFarland, the Threshers' opening day starter. He is the first starter to crack double digits in appearances. Swing and a miss by Noisy, way out in front of the slider. And the count is 1-2. McFarland in his 10th start of the season, still looking for his first win, 0-3 on the season, but a 3.65 ERA with 51 strikeouts. That is tied for 10th in the Florida State League. McFarland kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, bouncing into distance glove. The count now even at 2-2. One of his three losses was to Fort Myers in the second game, his second game of the season. But he starts off today's game with a strikeout. Yeah. Come for a second, the Noisy got a piece of it, but it's a swing and miss strike three, and that is number 51 on the season for McFarland. Covering off Jarrell Ortega, the third baseman, who is hitting second and has had a really good series for Fort Myers this week. McFarland fires the first pitch in, a breaking ball outside, count 1-0. Four-pitch mix for Alex, a four-seamer, sinker, each of which can hit in the upper 90s, slider and a splitter. And you'll mostly see the slider when you see one of his breaking pitches. Now the 1-0 coming to Ortega, fastball tapped away by Ortega. And the count even at 1-1. Leadoff man Noisy struck out. Ortega batting second at the plate with a 1-1 count with Danny DeAndrade on deck and Rudel Cespedes in the hole. 1-1 pitch. Ortega takes a high fastball for a called strike two. Alex Sayer bats fifth. Dylan Tatum bats sixth. Maddox Houghton is the seventh hitter with Frank Nigro batting eighth. And Luis Baez, the number nine hitter. 1-2 bouncing into the glove of Disson and the count even at 2-2. McFarland, really good stuff on the season. 51 strikeouts now and 21 walks, and now 37 1/3 innings pitched. Ortega bounces this to Rincon at short, fields on a couple hops, sends it across the diamond to first, and that's the second out of the inning. And we'll set the defense for the Threshers as Danny DeAndrade comes up to the plate for Fort Myers. At shortstop, Ryan Rincon, first base, Felix Reyes, the Redneck partners in that last night bat. That'll count at third, William Bonvoya making his second stop at second base. In the outfield, left to right, Ricardo Rosario in left, Omarion Boyd in center, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. in right field. First pitch to DeAndrade, a 97-mile-an-hour sinker that misses outside for ball number one. Jordan Disson, the battery mate of Alex McFarland, and he takes another sinker outside to Andrade. That makes the count 2-0. Andrade hit third last night, 3-for-5 with two RBIs in yesterday's 6-1 win for Fort Myers. 2-0 the pitch, way out in front of that breaking ball. The splitter dives below the bat of Danny, and the count is 2-1. Park in the park night here in Fort Myers, where the Mighty Muscles trail 2-0 in the bottom first. Swing and a miss again, this time a slider going low, and the count 2 balls and 2 strikes after DeAndrade started off ahead 2-0. McFarland working quickly here, winds, kicks, and deals the 2-2. Sinker outside, and that narrowly misses to fill up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rubel Cespedes is waiting in the wings should another ball miss the plate. McFarland set. Here comes the payoff. Inside, ball 4 on the slider. First walk of the day. 2 outs and a base runner now for Fort Myers with Rubel Cespedes shuffling in second.
Number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Danny DeAndrade, 4 stolen bases on the season. Not an aggressive base runner, but a smart one. He's only been caught once this season. He's 14 for 19 in his 3-year career. Cespedes lifts this high and deep out to right center field, and Fort Myers takes the lead on a 2-1 home run. That was just one that McFarland left right over the middle, and just like that, this game is tied. No doubt shot to right center field from Rubel Cespedes, and two home runs have decided the fate of this game. First pitch to Cespedes, sent into right center, and that is Rubel's fifth home run of the season.
Number 12, Alex.
So a clear set of bags and an even game once again. Two gone for Alex Sayer, who is the designated hitter for Fort Myers tonight. McFarland deals, fastball, missing outside, count 1-0. McFarland took 22 yesterday, so his first pitch, first game as a 22-year-old here today. Breaking ball in there for a called strike as the slider attacks on the inside corner, evening the count at 1-1. Sayer with 2 home runs on the season, OPS of 710. 1-1 way out in front of the slider, and now the count down to 1-2. McFarland usually in attack mode, but especially so after giving up that game-tying 2-run shot. So a solo homer from Rincon in the first, now a 2-run homer from Cespedes in the bottom of the first inning. 2-2 the score, 1-2 the count, 2 gone in the frame. McFarland deals, and Sayer goes over on the breaking ball, went around, called drop third strike, and Disson sends it to first base for the final out
this
of the inning.
The public,
so 2 Ks and 2 runs in the inning for
thank
Alex
so
McFarland. 2 runs on 1 hit.
It is
no
the public
errors,
delivery of the game time. We are in section 210, row
1.
That is section 210, row 1. And that is the public delivery of the game. Congratulations, section 210, row 1. Tim! You don't care. Courtesy of the River Delicious. Their second inning is brought to you by Hooter. Leading off for the Thrushers, number 50, Felix Reyes, number 50.
So a tie game at two here in the second inning. A home run allowed by each starting pitcher, but the Threshers with two hits to Fort Myers is one. 1-0 count now to Felix Reyes, the seven hitter for the Threshers, playing at first base. And that is likely where we'll see more of him, with Chad Castillo recently being moved to the injured list. Did he go? He did. Fastball on the outside part of the plate for called strike one to Felix Reyes going around to make it 1-1. Olivares back out, and a 1-1 pitch cut on and missed on the breaking ball. Count now 1-2. So Chad Castillo going to the 7-day injured list today, with Cole Moore returning from the development list to bring the active roster back up to 30 for the Clearwater Threshers. That is the roster move of the day. And now it's a 1-2 to Felix Reyes. Bouncing in front of home plate, count now 2-2. Looked like a fastball that just slipped the grip of Jose Olivares. Reyes, a versatile player, able to play in the infield and outfield, but it seems like the Phillies are trying to put him more on the corners of the infield, where he started primarily in left in his career. An excuse-me check swing, grounds it to first base. Picked up by Nigro, underhand flip to Olivares, he tags the bag for the first out of the second inning. So Reyes down on the ground out to start off the second inning, and that'll bring up William Bergoglio in his second game of the season. Bergoglio, the number 11 prospect in the Threshers system, was called up at the beginning of this week, just 18 years old, and he won't turn 19 until after the season. Born in October of 2004, from Valencia, Venezuela. This one hit on a line out to right center field, and it's a base hit for William Bergoglio. In his first at bat of the game, he is now 2-for-2.
Now batting.
The last game he played was on Wednesday. The first ball that he saw, he hit into right field for an RBI single, and now a one-out knock in the second inning to give the Threshers their third hit of the day. Bergoglio on first base. He has okay speed, not known for that speed, with just two steals in his first season in the Dominican Summer League, as Ricardo Rosario takes a pitch inside for ball number one. Two steals and five attempts last year in 24 games with the Phillies White in the Dominican Summer League. Cut on a miss by Rosario on the fastball, count evens at 1-1. And that DSL team that Ricardo Rosario began the season with ended up coming to the Florida Complex League later on to make his American debut, and he made his full-season debut with the Threshers against the Tampa Tarpons. Reached base in each of the first eight games of his American career, now hitting just around 200 with a triple and a run last night. Leadoff first for Bergoglio. He's thrown back by the pitcher Olivares. And the count stays 1-1 on Rosario, holding on to him very closely at first is Frank Nigro. I almost said Phil Nigro, but that's something else. Now a high fastball missing to Rosario, and the throw in time to get Bergoglio at second base. 2-4 on the Cubs, stealing as Dylan Tatum gets out number two here in the second inning, as Bergoglio is caught in his first time stealing here this season. 2-1 the count now to Rosario, 20-year-old out of Maracay in Venezuela. Now here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, count evens at 2-2. A triple and a run scored last night, 1-for-8 in two games against Fort Myers, where he led off in both of those at-bats. Now he's hitting ninth. Rosario takes the slider outside, and the count now runs full at 3-2. Olivares, the line kick and the payoff pitch. Popped up by Rosario, foul territory down the first baseline. Tailing towards the Threshers dugout is Nigro, but he lets it reach the stands for a foul ball. Still 3-2 to Rosario, 2-2 in the ball game. A solo homer by Rincon, and Amarion Boyd scored on a wild pitch in the top of the first with a two-run shot by Rebel Cespedes in the home half. Now it's 3-2 to Rosario with two outs in the top second, and the payoff again, bouncing in front of home plate. Rosario will head to first base, replacing the caught-stealing William Bergoya with two outs here in the second inning. And the lineup card will turn over. Rincon home runs in back-to-back series with an inside the parker on the second-to-last day of the Dunedin series. And, of course, the leadoff home run beginning the game here tonight. Six home runs on the season, 25 RBIs, second to just Justin Crawford on the Threshers. Fastball missing outside, and the count 1-0 to the Clearwater shortstop.
The call is challenged and ruled a strike.
So Dylan Tatum challenges the ball one call and turns it into strike one. So 0-1 with Rosario taking a big lead off first base. He is a very good base runner. Been caught stealing three times at 11 stolen bases. Curveball outside. Tatum mishandles the throw on the transfer. And Ricardo Rosario is in at second base with his 12th stolen base of the season. So the Threshers put the tying run on second, or the go-ahead run on second once again on their first successful stolen base of the game. Rosario is being held on by the shortstop D'Andrade, a 1-1 count to Brian Rincon. High fly ball foul down the third base line, and the count 1-2 towards a very crowded right field area here at Hammond Stadium. One ball and two strikes, two outs and a 2-2 score in the top of the second inning. Threshers need a win to get themselves into the playoffs. 1-2 count to Rincon, two gone in the inning. Rosario shuffling around at second base. Olivares deals. It's skimmed foul again by Rincon, and it lands behind home plate. Still one ball and two strikes to Brian, who had the leadoff home run in the first inning. The first time that the first batter of the game is in a home run for the Threshers this season. Rincon awaits the 1-2. Olivares deals. Curveball way outside, and the count evens at 2-2. Rincon keeping the bat on his shoulder. Brian turned 19 in February, 14th round pick of the Phillies in last year's draft out of Shaler Area High School in Pittsburgh, and he's got a cousin, Miguel Hugas, who is projected as a high round pick out of the same high school this year. Rincon swings in a high fastball, and Olivares has his second K of the day as the Threshers end the inning with runner stranded on second base. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one left for Clearwater. They score this in the top of the second, tie ball game, heading to the home half of the second inning here on the Threshers Podcast Network.
I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anajar
Levine. I'm Morris Anajar from the law offices of Anajar Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation and take back control of your...
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app for baseball fans. Major league teams, industry events, live news
It's time for the franchise there. Lucky seat of the game. If you're sitting in section 110, row 3, seat 1, you've won 4 seats to a future Muscle home game courtesy of franchise there. Congratulations. Thank you to franchise there for their support of Muscle Baseball. Welcome, baseball fans of fellow Minnesota supporting territory on the Paradise Coast. Ryan is a member of the Paradise Coast property team and former resident of Minneapolis. He's been helping Twins fans find the heat of Paradise in South Florida for almost 15 years. As a concierge agent, Ryan guides his clients every step of the way to buy and sell his project. We're looking for a real estate agent to request from the Paradise Coast. Contact Ryan Hollingsworth at 339-910-257. Welcome to Paradise. Welcome home. Whether you're getting together with family or celebrating a muscle swim, conversation can help. Enjoy delicious entrees inside, climbing to dessert, and just the right amount. Pick up your floor with scheduled delivery and select barriers. Visit public.com/catering to get started. Lead off for the Mighty Muscles, number 19, Dylan Number 19.
Tie ball game in the bottom of the second inning. 2-2 the score. Alex McFarland sends a fastball right down Main Street right by Dylan Tatum. 0-1 count to the catcher for Fort Myers. And the count is 0-1. This one hit on the ground right above the pitcher's glove over to Bergoglio, charging at second. Flipped with the glove to first base and gets there in time. Bergoglio had no chance to try and get him if he transferred the ball to his running arm. So this underhand glove flip to Felix Ranz to get the first out of the second inning. A nifty play by the 18-year-old who seems to be fitting right in with the Clearwater Threshers. So there is one out here in the second inning. Maddox Houghton now up to the plate. McFarland deals. Houghton hits this on a line. A diving stop by Otto Kemp, and he catches it in the air. What a play by Kemp to rob Houghton of a base hit after Houghton robbed Jordan Fires of extra bases back in the first inning. Revenge is pretty sweet for the Threshers. And there's two outs here in the second inning. McFarland, three pitches through the second, three strikes, two gone. Otto Kemp flashing the leather, and now Frank Nigro takes the first pitch for a called strike on a slider inside. Another called strike, another slider from McFarland. Just like that, it's 0-2. He really sped up his motion, helped him go six innings, allowing just one run last week. And now he gets the strikeout on Nigro. Wave and a miss on a low slider. And Alex McFarland has retired the last four.
Oh, my goodness. After thank you so much, David. Back to the
so the Mighty Mushrooms go down in the line. Second. The Threshers bring two in up to the plate.
In the red, we have Carl the Koala. Carl the Koala is in the red. Give it up, Carl the Koala. In the blue, we have Pablo the Penguin. Pablo the Penguin is in the blue. And in the middle, in the gold and royal purple, undefeated at Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man. Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man in the middle. And they're going to be racing the sprint match out right here. Here we go. On your mark, get set. And go! There we go. We got Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man. We have Carl the Koala. We have Pablo the Penguin. Been racing around this Brent mascot race. Here we go. Oh my goodness, Pablo the Penguin. Oh! Oh my goodness, Marvin fell down. Pablo the Penguin winning. Carl the Koala has a sprained limb. Here comes Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man. Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Pat Paul, get out of here, Pablo the Penguin. And the winner, by a nose, get up for Marvin. The Mighty Muscle Man, Brad Mascot Race. Tim, back to you.
I love golf. I've always played golf.
Joe started having some mulligan level puts.
Well, the golf game starts down at the feet. If you don't have good support, you probably won't have a good golf swing.
So, you got good at for good feet on sports.
It made a world of difference.
Any advice for your fellow Insens?
Two words, got good feet for.
Got them for yourself with a free fit.
Leading off for the Threshers, number 23, Imarion Boyd, number 23.
Marion Boyd leads off the third, 2-2 the score. Jose Olivares deals a fastball inside to the Threshers' number two hitter. 1-0 count to Boyd, who has a double and a stolen base already, fourth two-bagger of the season. This one hit high in the air into the gap, Houghton chasing, and he's underneath this one. No diving play needed as he makes his second catch of the day for the first out here in the third inning. A well-hit ball now by Boyd, but Maddox Houghton has just looked great in center field for Fort Myers today. He robbed Fires of an extra base hit back in the first. And now Gabe Rincones Jr., who also flied out to Houghton in the first inning, comes to the plate with one out in the third. 1-0 as the breaking ball misses inside to the Threshers' right fielder. Rincones has not taken a day off in this series, and he's played nine of the Threshers' last 10 games. 2-0 now, fastball missing outside to the lefty Rincones. Five homers, 21 RBIs on the season. Now the 2-0 pitch. Upstairs, did he go? He did not. It looked like an appeal needed, but called for one anyways by Dylan Tatum. 3-0 the count to Rincones Jr., 22 years old, third-round pick out of Florida Atlantic by way of St. Petersburg College in last year's draft, and he'll go to first on a four-pitch walk. A fastball outside brings the second walk of the day, and Rincones representing the go-ahead run at first base. He's got dangerous speed, 22 stolen bases in 25 attempts, and he'll immediately take a leadoff first base with Jordan Disson at the plate to try and advance the runner. First pitch to Disson, hit high in the air on a line to Houghton. He goes back and he makes the catch. And now there are two outs in the inning. A really well-hit ball off the bat by Disson. But sometimes they just go right to the fielder. That one dropping in Houghton's glove for the second out of the third inning.
Number nine, Otto Kemp.
That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who walked back in the first inning. He's reached base in each of the last three games for the Clearwater Threshers and his last six games overall. Rincones, a short leadoff first, is checked back by Olivares. A pick gets away from Nigro, and he'll field it behind the first base bag. Rincones will stay there. Still no pitches to Kemp yet. Walked on a full count back in the first inning before the diving catch by Houghton ended that frame. 2-2 is the score, two outs in the top of the third inning, with Gabriel Rincones Jr. slowly lengthening his lead over at first base. He's got his eyes right on the pitcher, and he may try and steal second. Off goes Rincones, pitch misses upstairs, in time is the slide, and he does not get tagged out. 23rd steal of the season by Rincones Jr., and now the go-ahead run is on second base, as Rincones getting a fantastic jump on the upstairs fastball from Olivares. Now the 1-0 to Kemp, an excuse-me-check swing, bounces the ball off the netting behind home plate, counts even at 1-1. Kemp on the season, 5 homers, 22 RBIs, with an on-base percentage of .364, OPS of .734. Rincones dances at second, the pitch bouncing into the chest protector of Dylan Tatum, and he keeps Rincones Jr. at bay, blocking the ball in front of him. 2 balls and 1 strike, now a new baseball to Olivares as Tatum sends this one to the dugout. Disson in the dugout, Kemp with a 2-1, two outs here in the top of the third inning. Rincones inching towards third, 2-1 the pitch, fastball up and in, and now it's 3-1. Kemp has already walked once today, looking to extend the inning with a walk or a hit here. 3 balls and 1 strike, the go-ahead run on second base in a 2-2 tie here in the top of the third inning. Fastball inside, ball 4, and for the second time today, Otto Kemp has reached on a free pass. 4th walk of the game for Olivares, at least 1 in each inning, and now 2.
Now batting for the Threshers, the beer batter, number 33,
a 2-out walk to Kemp, and that'll bring up Jordan Byers, who certainly wants to get some revenge on this Fort Myers defense. He hit a deep double into the left center field gap, and Maddox Houghton went airborne to rob him of extra bases. 2 outs here, and the pitch in for a called strike to Jordan Byers. Flying out into center his last time up. Byers playing game number 27 of the season. 178 hitter with 3 homers and 12 RBIs. 0-1 to Byers. This one, another ball hit high and deep out of center field. Houghton sprinting back in front of the warning track. A short jump up, and he makes the grab for out number 3. So 2 really deep fly balls for Jordan Byers, but Houghton able to get to both of them. The Threshers get the tying runner, or the go-ahead runner on, and strand 2 without a hit in the third inning. Bottom of the third coming up. We're still tied at 2 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Thank you, Mama Beth, for letting us get our amazing horse, Sammy, on an upgraded floor nicer.
Recycling foul!
Why? This is plastic and paper.
Contaminated plastic, soiled paper, garbage.
Wait down, go down.
It's time for the Pitcher's Lucky Speed of the Game contest. If you're sitting in Section 216, Road 262, please report to the Fair Payment and Services Group. You won a $25 gift card, courtesy of Pitcher. Amavita Resort Retirement Community offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and mild cognitive impairment without a large insurance. Our resort style community offers leases starting at $13.95 per month. Start living the resort lifestyle now. Brand Eye Care is a one-stop shop for cataract surgery, LASIK, and smiling injuries, as well as the treatment of eye disease. With a patient search approach to care, your eye health gets in the best hands, which is specialist at Brand Eye Care. Style starts on 2020 from your mobile phone for better vision and a better life. Lean on for the mighty muscles, number 5, Luis Reyes. Number 5.
Bottom of the third inning, McFarland quickly getting things started. The sinker missing outside and low to Luis Baez, number 9 hitter, getting his first cuts of the day. 2-2 is the score here in the bottom of the third inning. McFarland deals 1-0, grounded right to Kemp at first, at third, fielded on a hop, sent to first, and there's the first out of the third inning. Hanno Kemp has had a couple of tough plays at third base, a hard liner in the second, and now a short hop
on the third
to lead off the third inning. One gone for the Mighty Muscles and the leadoff man coming to the plate in Dylan Noisy.
Hanno,
just a really good defensive outfield looking for Fort Myers here today. That Maddox Houghton has made some really good plays. Now Noisy hits this into the outfield, right center field. That's going to hit on the warning track, two-hopping the wall. Picked up by Rincones Jr. Noisy will head to third base. The throw cut off by Bergoya, and Dylan Noisy is in a third with a stand-up triple. Second hit of the day, Fort Myers has a triple and a home run for their two knocks, and now the go-ahead run on third with one out in the third inning. Infield coming in for the Threshers, and Jarrell Ortega will come up to the plate. He had an RBI double back in the third inning of yesterday's game, which was the only hit that he had. 1-for-5 with the RBI and a run scored in yesterday's 6-1 win for Fort Myers. Infield drawn in, one out, and Noisy on third. McFarland deals, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-1. Ortega grounded out to Rincon at short, and Rincon is a step off the infield grass. Count 0-1 to Ortega, Bergoya in as well. Reyes has his toes on the infield grass. Now the 0-1, fastball again upstairs, and it's even at 1-1. Kemp is the only one who is completely on the dirt, playing a little bit close to third base as to hold Dylan Noisy on the bat. Now here's the 1-1. Breaking ball inside, and the slider catches the corner to make it 1-2 to Ortega. And you know McFarland's looking for the strikeout here. 3 Ks already on the day. He has 53 on the season, 8 off the mark of the league leader. 1-2 to Jarrell Ortega, 1 out and a man on third with a tie ball game here in the bottom of the third inning. Now here's the 1-2 to Ortega. Breaking ball, bouncing into the glove of Disson. Ortega gives the stop sign to Noisy as the count is 2-2. Disson all over that one. It just takes a lot to get by him. He is so good defensively behind the plate. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarland sets, kicks, and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. A tag for safety applied by Disson, and that is the 4th strikeout of the day for Alex McFarland. Certainly a big one, as the infield now can move back with 2 outs now and then on third base. 4 strikeouts for McFarland, and now the sacrifice is off the table. Danny DeAndrade walked and scored on the home run back in the first inning, and now up with a go-ahead run on third, 2 outs in the third. Sinker just missing low, and Disson's going to challenge it. Instead of 1-0, it's 0-1. A successful challenge by Jordan Disson, and a first strike to Danny DeAndrade. McFarland works quickly on the mound, set in the stretch on the first base side of the rubber, and deals. 0-1 is bounced over to the third baseman. Kemp shuffles towards first and sends it to Reyes, for the final out of the third inning. So a one-out triple stays at third base.
Our pivot is a massage every matchup. We have two contestants. It's a battle of football versus basketball. Football versus basketball. Let's go ahead and speak basketball real quick. The number 9 pick in the 2001 draft from the University of Michigan, Robert Tractor Trailer right there. And over here, the lineman from Necessary. Let's give it up for Manu the Slender. All right, here we go. You got those two. 3, 2, 1, go. It's Manu the Tractor. Oh, my God. Okay, reset. Oh, goodness. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Tractor Trailer, Manu the Slender. Oh, my God. There it goes. The Tractor Trailer. All right, let's bring him in just a little bit closer just so I get nervous. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Tractor Trailer, Manu the Slender. And that's your final score. Down goes the Tractor Trailer, victorious. Manu the Slender. The Massage Every Night jumped in. Back to you.
With live Southwest Florida locations, Massage Envy is here to help you take care of you. Recover like a pro with Massage Envy. With massage, stretching, rapid tension relief, and skin care. The fourth inning is brought to you by Public. Leading off for the Fletchers, number 50, Felix Reyes. Number 50.
Top of the fourth inning, Olivares to Felix Reyes as Reyes swings at a bouncing breaking ball. Count is 0-1. Reyes grounded out to first in his last time up. Now he leads off the fourth inning in a 2-2 ball game. 0-1 to Reyes. This one is hit high in the air out to left field. Circling underneath it is Baez towards left center, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. That ball just hung up in the air for a while.
Now batting
and just
the
dropped, going kind of into 12, the wind, which is slowly blowing out towards right field.
Number 12.
So a well-hit ball by Reyes brings the first down of the fourth inning, and now William Bergoglio will come up to the plate. Bergoglio singled and was caught stealing back in the second inning. He's 2-for-5 on the season. Bounced again towards the second base side and hits off the glove of Cespedes going out into center field. Bergoglio thinking about two, but he'll stay at first base on what will likely be an error by Rubel Cespedes. Guy who's played mostly at first base this series. This is second game at the Keystone Center.
Now batting for the
and
number
it is officially
Ricardo Rosario.
So Bergoglio has reached twice, but is 1-for-2 on the day after reaching on an error, attacking the first pitch in each of his two at-bats. That's the first error of the day, and the go-ahead run would be unearned if Ricardo Rosario and company can bring it home. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike 1 to Rosario, who's reached base in each of the last two games, walking earlier today and tripling in yesterday's loss. 0-1, hit on a line into Cespedes' glove, fields on a hop, sends it a short for one, and that's the only play he'll get as DeAndrade tags second base to get Bergoglio out on the 4-6 fielder's choice.
Now batting
and with
for the
Rosario, one of the many threshers, that is just difficult to double up. As there's now
number
two
five.
Outs with the errant runner off the board. Leadoff man here in the fourth inning, Brian Rincon, with a stolen base threat, who has already swiped a bag today in Ricardo Rosario, taking the leadoff first base. Rincon holds up the swing, pitch misses low on the heater, and it's 1-0. A homer on the first bat, a strikeout in the second. Rincon's 1-for-2 on the day. And Rosario, 1-for-1 in stolen bases with 12 on the year. Swing and a miss, a high fastball gets by the bat of Rincon, and the count evens at 1-1. Rosario is 12-for-15 in steals this season with 2 outs. We'll see if he tries for second. He's dancing around on first. He'll stay put. Tap foul by Rincon. Count drops to 1-2. Brian hit his 6th homer of the season, leading off the fourth inning. with a solo shot just underneath the bleachers in right field. 1-2, Ricardo Rosario's off for second base, and the throw gets by the catcher. Rosario stays on his feet. He's going to head to third, sliding in head first, but not in time, as the throw on the errant on a wild pitch gets Rosario over at third base. So that ends the inning. Rincon will come back in the fifth, but will head into the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-2 still the score here on the Threshold Broadcast Network.
What's up, man? Hey, is this one open?
Sure. Don't be like Tony. Get laser vision correction at Branson here. Dial **.
Hey, man. Nice dog.
At Babcock Ranch, we love to see people connect to nature, to each other, to something greater than themselves. It's the town of tomorrow, right here, right now. Powered by the sun and energized by true community. Let life shine at Babcock Ranch.
Do you want to recover like the pros? Age with Fitness and Vitality Youth Wellness Center offers power therapy, red light, dry salt, and compression therapy, so you can recover faster, feel better, and increase athletic performance.
First pitch of the bottom of the fourth in there for a called strike to Ravel Cespedes, who had his error wiped off the board on a fielder's choice. Bouncing breaking ball on home plate evens the count to Cespedes, who runs past home plate to get out of the way. 2-2 the score. Alex McFarland on in the bottom of the fourth for the Threshers. Only blemish on his day was that home run by Cespedes, who now swings and misses, and a breaking ball outside to make the count 1-2. Cespedes, in his second at-bat of the day, had his fifth homer of the season on the first pitch he saw in today's ballgame. But McFarland has been incredibly efficient. There's pitch number 41 that Cespedes sends the other way into left field on a base hit. So the Mighty Muscles now have three hits, and Cespedes responsible for two of them.
Hold on,
and a single for Rubel. He is on point to the cycle.
And
he'll bring up Alex Sayer. Cespedes now the only run on first base. Sayer struck out swinging and was thrown out on a drop third strike back in the first inning. He's 0-1, and Cespedes takes a short lead off first, where he's held on by Reyes. Fastball outside. A sinking fastball, to be more precise, and the count is 1-0. So McFarland now up to 42 pitches with 26 strikes in the bottom of the fourth inning. He's been remarkably efficient. Might go into the sixth again as he wheels around and tries to get Cespedes at first base unsuccessfully. McFarland became the second starter for the Threshers to go into the sixth inning this season, a day after it was done by Gene Cabrera. Swing and a miss. Sayer whips at the breaking, or the fastball, excuse me, and the count's 1-1. First time McFarland went into six innings in his career. Five hits allowed in that contest. Six strikeouts, one earned run, and a walk. 1-1 to Sayer. Swing and a miss again over the top of the splitter, and the count now down to 1-2. Same count that Sayer struck out on back in the first. He's got the go-ahead run in Rubel Cespedes on first base. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning in a 2-2 ball game. All four runs coming in the first inning. Sayer back from his timeout. McFarland all rosined up, dropping the bag behind the mound, and now he's set for the 1-2 pitch. Cespedes, a short lead over at first. McFarland deals, sinking fastball, bouncing in front of Disney. And the count now evens at 2-2. Sayer the DH tonight can play all over the outfield. was 2-for-4 last night with a double and a single, and came on for Gilberto Celestino in the eighth on Wednesday with a strikeout. 2-2 the pitch, just missing again. Fastball narrowly below the knees, and that makes a full count to Alex Sayre. Three hits this series, with two of them coming last night. Now the payoff. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Slider low and inside, and McFarland fools Alex Sayre for his fifth strikeout of the day.
Now I'm got here for in the mighty first, muscles, still a 2-2 score. Number 19, on Dylan Tatum.
And Dylan Tatum is up at the plate, 0-for-1 on the day. He grounded out to Bergoglio at second base. We got him with a little glove flip to first. Still 2-2 here in the fourth. Fastball misses upstairs for ball one to Dylan Tatum. He's 0-for-1 on the day, catching two nights in a row here for the Mighty Muscles. 1-0 pitch. Slider in there for called strike, and now the count even at 1-1. Short lead off first by Cespedes. 1-1 count to Tatum with one gone here in the fourth inning. Slider hit up in the air and foul down the right field side, staying underneath the first base bag and landing in the stands. One ball and two strikes to Tatum, who steps out, adjusts his batting glove, and now has his all-black bat ready in the batter's box. One ball and two strikes, a man on first and one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. McFarland kicks and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball on the outside corner, and Tatum could not touch it. McFarland has back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth inning, and back-to-back games with 600 this season. Six strikeouts against Tahita. He had six strikeouts against Fort Myers. And now he has six strikeouts against Fort Myers for the second time this year. First pitch to Maddox Houghton, hitting the air out to right field. Rincona sprinting towards the foul line, diving, and he can't come up with it. Cespedes waving around third as Rincona picks it up on the right field line, and into third base with a stand-up triple is Maddox Houghton. The base is clear. Cespedes comes home as Rincona Jr. narrowly missed the diving catch, and the Mighty Muscles take the lead for the first time today. Second triple of the day for Fort Myers, and the lead is now 3-2, with Rincones coming very close to a spectacular catch out in right field. Just one of those bloop balls with no one around to back Rincones up on the dive, as McFarland was in the middle of his windup when the pitch clock violation was called.
The count is 1-0.
So it's a violation on McFarland, and an automatic ball one to Frank Nigro. Fort Myers has the lead for the first time. 3-2 is the score. 1-0 to Nigro with a man on third base. Swing and a miss way out in front of that slider, and the first pitch of the at-bat is 1-1. On the outside part of the plate. One ball automatically and one strike from McFarland. 1-1 pitch, slider again. This one misses low and away, count 2-1. Second triple of the season for Maddox Houghton puts him on third and has the Mighty Muscles out in front. 3-2 here in the fourth. 1-2-1 pitch, fastball missing upstairs, and now the count 3-1. Nigro struck out on three pitches in the second inning that ended that frame, and if he gets out here, he'll end two frames in each of his two at-bats. Nigro is set. Three balls and one strike. McFarland deals. Fastball cut on and missed as Nigro over the top of a 96-mile-an-hour sinker to make the count full at 3-2. Houghton on third. Two gone, one run home for Fort Myers. They lead it 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. McFarland deals, slider inside, and that's ball four to Nigro. Just the second walk of the day for Alex McFarland. So two out base runners,
Rich for the Mike
Muscles,
number five,
now Frank Weiser, with runners on the corners for
number
Mike Muscles. Two gone, Luis Baez, number nine hitter, up at the plate for Fort Myers. First pitch to him, slider inside corner, count 0 and 1. Baez grounded to Kemp at third to lead off the third inning before the first triple of the game from Dylan Noisy. Count is 0 and 1. And a pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, now the count's 0 and 2. Baez 0 for 1 on the day. Nigro on first with a walk. Maddox Houghton on third. Two gone here in the fourth inning. McFarland deals. Wave and a miss. And now the count is 1-2. 2 on, 2 out. 3-2 the lead in favor of the Mighty Muscle. They have their first lead of the ball game after leading at the beginning. A fantastic jump by Nigro, but it doesn't matter. Cut on and missed by Baez, and McFarland has three
this
strikeouts
truly
here in the fourth inning.
It's
seven K's
for
the day for Alex McFarland,
right,
but the Mighty Muscles
two,
who take the
three,
lead.
Three,
two out triple by Maddox, now with one run score, two hits,
the
favorite
down against the
rope.
The Millers, we have Brady Miller, we have Ken Miller, and we have Gabby Miller that are going to go ahead and try to beat that Truly Nolan Roach. Here we go. On your mark, get set, and go. Come on, Millers. Run as fast as you can. Who is going to be able to beat the Truly Nolan Roach? What? Truly Nolan Roach, you literally are sprinting against five-year-olds and faking a limp. No one likes you. Give it up for second, third, and fourth place. And Kevin the Caboose, give it up right there. It's the Truly Nolan Roach race. Woody, back to you.
More teams. More entertainment. More slots. More fun. More than you expected. There's more in Paris. At 7 Casino Hotel, the Mount.
Jason's a proud partner and official bank of the Mike Muscles. Stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. Gerber Collision and Glass is growing and now hiring. Work with the best, but work for an industry leader with competitive weekly pay. Benefits start on day one. Visit GerberCareers.com for more information. The fifth inning is brought to you by the law offices of Anajar and Levine. Leading off for the Threshers, number five, Brian Rincon. Number five.
Threshers playing from behind for the first time, but a fresh new game. Top of the fifth inning, Brian Rincon bring the top of the Threshers order to the bat with a 1-0 count. Fastball upstairs by Olivares, and now the count's 2-0. Rincon was at the bat in the last inning when Ricardo Rosario was caught trying to stretch a stolen base on a wild pitch to a steal of third as well. 3-0 the count to Rincon. He is the tying run and would be on first with another miss here. Olivares has north of 70 pitches, and now the 3-0 pitch, a get-me-over fastball, makes it 3-1. 71 pitches now for Jose Olivares, 39 for strikes. 3-1 pitch, Rincon hits this one high in the air in a shallow right field. Towards the foul line is the second baseman, Cespedes. He reaches back to make the grab for out number one. Rincon, 1-for-3 on the day after the pop-out, and that will bring up Omarion Boyd. A double and a run in the first inning.
Number 23.
And he is really the ultimate table setter with his speed, leading the way in stolen bases in the Florida State League with 33, 9-for-9 this series. One out here in the fifth, and a fastball in there for a called strike to Omarion Boyd. 0-1 the count to the Threshers center fielder. 1-for-2 on the day with a double and a run in the first. Now the 0-1. Cracked foul, and Boyd is going to have to get a new stick from the Threshers dugout. one of those that you could just hear in the way the ball hit the bat, that bat was broken. So Boyd will trade out his tan bat for a black one, not needing pine tar on it. He'll step back into the box. 0-2 is the count from Jose Olivares. Left-handed action getting started in the Fort Myers bullpen. 0-2 hit high and foul down the right field line. We will stay at 0-2. And Boyd, a very patient hitter with a good eye at the plate, on base percentage at .385. He has 26 strikeouts this season and 17 walks as he pops this one up foul down the first baseline to stay 0-2. But what's most interesting, he has more stolen bases than strikeouts in his career. 33 stolen bases this season. He struck out 5 times in 36 at-bats last year and has struck out 26 times to give him 31 career Ks, as it's a 1-2 count on the low breaking ball. 33 stolen bases this year, 31 career strikeouts. 1-2, hit on the ground down the third base line, scooped up by Ortega, charging throw to first. He gets Boyd by a step. You really have to make that throw quickly with Boyd barreling down the base pass. Two gone here in the fifth inning. Threshers trail 3-2. That'll bring up Gabe Rincones Jr. Walked in his last at-bat, is 0-for-1 after he fly up to center fielder Maddox Houghton back in the first inning. Rincones, 5 homers on the season, looking for his first in the month of June. He might have it here. High fly ball, deep out to right field. Going back is Noisy on the track. He leaps, and he comes down with it. Dylan Noisy just robbed Rincones of a game-tying home run to keep this game at 3-2. Some unbelievable defense by the Mighty Muscles. Their backs against the wall, as one win would put the Threshers in the playoffs. And Dylan Noisy just kept Rincones in the ballpark. Threshers go down in order for the first time as we are halfway through this one here in Fort Myers. 3-2 the lead. Mighty Muscles are out in front. McFarland back out for the bottom of the fifth.
Boy Scout group, 314. For over 50 years, Radiology Legion has offered advanced diagnostic images from X-ray sonograms, MRIs, and more. Experience expert care. Your imaging order from any other facility is accepted. Learn more at radiologyregional.com. Thank you to tonight's game sponsors, the Goodbeat Store and Budweiser.
The accident wasn't my fault, but I lost control of my life. Control of medical expenses?
Auto repairs.
Knowing my legal rights, I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anajar and Levine.
I'm Morris Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-3 for a consultation and take back control of your.
Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 9, Dylan Noisy. Number 9.
So after robbing Gabe Rincones Jr. of a home run, Dylan Noisy leads off the bottom of the fifth for Fort Myers. 1-0 on the fastball from Alex McFarland, as it is still 3-2 thanks to the man at the plate. Looked like it was going to be a wall scraper on a towering fly ball from Rincones that Noisy kept in with his glove. He swings and misses an upstairs heater from McFarland to make the count 1-1. McFarland has now thrown 63 pitches, 41 in for strikes, working into the fifth. Fastball, a dart, just below the knees of Noisy. Count E's now 2-1. 3-2 the lead for Fort Myers. They took a lead on a triple in the fourth inning. Noisy pops this one up, and it lands on the ground foul. Count 2-2. Noisy taking a timeout as Rinconas slips the foul ball to some fans in the berm. And it doesn't look like anyone's getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. 2-2. Hit high in the air out to shallow right field. Rinconas is there. Camps underneath it. Makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Jarrell Ortega, 0-2 with a strikeout his last time. Seven batters fanned by McFarland.
Jarrell Ortega!
McFarland, 13 strikeouts in his last two starts. And he might head into the unto six innings for the second straight start. First pitch to Ortega, swing and a miss, fastball low, so the sinker is in for an 0-1 count to Jarrell Ortega. McFarland working quickly, wiping some of the sweat from his forehead underneath his cap. Now the 0-1. Hit on the ground to third, but it goes foul. 0-2 now to Ortega, and McFarland quickly out ahead of the Mighty Muscles third baseman. Both bullpens are clear, but we did see a lefty getting loose for Fort Myers earlier. 0-2 to Ortega, breaking ball inside, and now the count's 1-2. McFarland, the 1-2 pitch, here's the payoff, and it misses upstairs, count 2-2. Ortega, a ground out to short in the first inning, a strikeout swinging his last at bat. 1-7. Strikeout victims by McFarland. Two balls and two strikes. Alex deals. Just got a piece of it to Ortega. The count will stay 2-2. Three to the score. Fort Myers in the lead with one out in the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Ortega holds up. Appeal, no, according to Isabella Robb. 3-2 the count now to Ortega, as he's battled to fill up the count against Alex McFarland, who's now top 70 pitches. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff hit high in the air by Ortega. Foul down the right field line. And will stay at 3-2. Two times has a two-strike pitch been fouled away by Jarrell Ortega, as this at-bat has now gotten to seven pitches. Ortega will take a timeout before the eighth pitch, readjust his helmet, and he'll get back in the right-handed batter's box to face the flame-throwing right-hander in Alex McFarland. Three balls and two strikes. The payoff again. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Ortega tagged out for safety by Disson. Second time he's been punched out. And Alex McFarland has eight Ks here today. Two gone here in the fifth. And we do have some action in the Threshers' bullpen. So this might be the last inning of McFarland. And if Danny DeAndrade gets out for the second time, it could be the last batter McFarland sees. Sinker outside, 1-0 the count to DeAndrade, walked and scored on the home run in the first. Grounded out to Kemp at third, his last time up. 1-0, slider again, this one misses outside, and now it's 2-0. DeAndrade, a 253 hitter on the year. Head in the count, 2-0 with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One-run lead for Fort Myers. McFarland deals, fastball upstairs at the letters of DeAndrade. And now the count's 2-1. Danny, three home runs, 22 RBIs, third on the team in ribbies as he takes a splitter low to make it 3-1. Venezuelan native turned 19 just before the Threshers series, on opening weekend. DeAndrade has walked, and a two-out walk is the third now issued by the Mighty Muscles. Number 20, he scored each time he's reached the base. A two-run homer in the first to tie it up, and the go-ahead run scored by Cespedes on the Houghton triple back in the fourth inning. Now he's got a man on. He swings and misses at a splitter, making it 0-1. DeAndrade, four stolen bases in five attempts. He's on first base as the Threshers have righty action in their bullpen with lefty action getting back loose for the Mighty Muscles. 0-1, weak chopper foul That bounced over the head of Disson and rolls back to the backstop. 0-2 to Cespedes. As any one of these pitches could be McFarland's last on the day after his 22nd birthday. 3-2 is the score. Fort Myers in the lead. It has been a Fort Myers lead or tie since the two-run shot by Cespedes in the bottom of the first inning. Two runs for the Threshers in the top half of that first. Give them their two. And they have one fewer hit than Fort Myers with three to Fort Myers' four. 0-2 the count to Cespedes. McFarland looks at DeAndrade on first. Now set. Off for second is DeAndrade, but this is popped up in a shallow left field. Rosario calls everybody off, drifts into left center to make the grab for the final out of the fifth inning. So a two-out walk to Danny DeAndrade, and a quick hit for Alex McFarland.
Three runs
allowed.
Thank you so much, Tim.
With eight strikeouts.
It is a long offensive of Anjar and Levine.
Against Bradenton. No
Rock,
runs,
paper,
no
scissors contest. Let's go ahead and beat the test real quick. We have brothers. They are 5 and 8 years old. Let's go ahead and beat the big brother first. 8 years old. He'll be going in the third grade. Give it up for Pablo Ryan. Pablo. All right, and the little brother right here going into kindergarten. He is 5 years old. Javier right here. All right, Pablo and Javier. We're going to do some rock, paper, scissors. You guys wanted to go back-to-back, correct? So we're going to go turn this way. I'll be over here. Perfect. Back up. 4, 3, 2. Yes. Perfect. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Turn around. Here we go. Okay. So I'll be over Pablo. That's all right. That's set of three. That's okay. Turn back around. Ready? Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Turn around. Rock. Okay. Now tied 1-1. 1-1. Here we go, final one, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, turn around. And the winner right here, that's all right. Give it up, Pablo, Javier, Lobs, and Sonny Levine. Rock, paper, scissors, Tim, back to you.
This is the Chevrolet, call to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles, number 31, Samuel Perez. For nearly 70 years, Brett has delivered the very best season crop protection to farmers, golf courses, and home gardeners around the world. Brett, professional agriculture, proud to power the mighty muscles. Visit Brett.co for more information. The sixth inning is brought to you by the Sterile Bay Chevrolet. Leading off for the Threshers, number 7, Jordan Disson, number 7.
A new pitcher in for Fort Myers to face the heart of the Threshers' order. Lefty Samuel Perez makes it a 1-0 count to Jordan Disson to start off the sixth inning. Fort Myers ahead 3-2. Lefty Perez making his second appearance of the series, set at the belt. He kicks and deals. 1-0 to Disson, now 2-0 as the fastball misses outside. Jose Olivares in line for the victory. Tossed 5 innings and allowed 2 runs. And now the 2-0 pitch. Disson grounds this over to short. DeAndrade gobbles it up, throws it across the diamond at first, and Disson is retired on the 6-3 ground out in the sixth inning. Perez had 3 1/3 innings on Tuesday in the 10-5 victory for Clearwater. Two hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and a strikeout.
Number 9.
So Disson gone to start off the sixth. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who has 2 walks so far today. Olivares leaves in line for the victory. Tell you his line after this first pitch. Goes over the catcher's glove, and it's 1-0 to Otto Kemp. Olivares, 2 runs allowed, all in the first inning. 3 hits, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 5 innings of work. It would be his 3rd win of the season. 1-0 to Kemp, upstairs on the breaker, and now the count is 2-0. Kemp on base streak up to 6 games after the walk in the first, and he had another one in the third inning. 2-0, swing and a miss, and the breaking ball gets by Kemp, making the count 2-1. 3-2 is the lead. Mighty Muscles in control with 1 out here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-1, fastball outside, now it's 3-1. Byers on deck with two well-hit fly balls to his name. 3-1 here, the count. Inside ball four, and the tying run is aboard with one out in the sixth inning. Otto Kemp has walked three times for the third time this season.
Now batting for the Thrusters, a beer batter, number 33, Jordan Byers.
Really well-hit fly balls out to center field. One of them caught on the track by Maddox Houghton. That happened in the third inning, his last time up. In the first, Houghton robbed Byers of extra bases with a diving catch in the left center field gap. Kemp on first, and Byers chops this one foul. Now the count goes, and one. Kemp, a couple stolen bases already this series. Not the fastest guy on the team, but does have plus speed. 8 stolen bases in 11 attempts, with 2 of them successfully this series. 0-1 coming to Byers. Kemp off for second. Byers takes the pitch in for a called strike. The throw bounces over the second baseman's glove in a shallow center, and Kemp will stay put at second base. That's Otto's third stolen base of the season, and his ninth stolen base of the season, his third of the series. He has not been caught yet. 0-2 now to Byers, though, with the tying run now in scoring position for the Threshers. 3-2. Fort Myers in the lead. Byers has hit the ball hard today, looking to get it just a little bit further to try and avoid Maddox Houghton's glove. 0-2 the count to Byers now, one out in the sixth. He lets the breaking ball go, low and inside, and the count now 1-2. A whole lot of power potential for Jordan Byers. Seen him hit a couple of long home runs this season, and some even longer during spring training, including a grand slam in one of the last games of the month of March. 1-2 pitch, way outside on the slider. Now the count evens at 2-2. Showing increased patience in this at-bat. A guy with his kind of power, it's only right to expect that he'd be swinging quite a lot. Byers has a pretty good eye. And just a lot of raw power in the 19-year-old swing. 2 balls and 2 strikes, tying run on second. The pitch, cut on and missed. And that is strike 3.
The rear batter has just struck out. Coors Light are $2
in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Felix Reyes with the tying run still in scoring position. Felix has had a couple of clutch RBIs for the Threshers this year. 9 in total. Hitting just under 300, but is 0 for 2 on the day. Reyes, 306 hitter on the season, 2 for 8 this series. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Tatum, count 0-1. Two for eight, 2 RBIs against the Mighty Muscles this week. Reyes was not on the Threshers when they came to town. This one hit on a line out to left field. Diving play gets underneath the glove of Baez, and that's going to tie the game. Kemp scores, Reyes heads to second base, and he's going to round the Keystone sack, heading for third. The throw pulls the third baseman offline, and Felix Reyes slides in safely with an RBI triple. Clutch hitting for Felix Reyes, and we have a tie ball game at 3 after Reyes legs out a triple into left field.
Now batting for the Threshers, number 12, William
RBI Gregoria. Number 10 on the season
number
for
12.
Felix Reyes could not have come at a better time. Tie ball game, and now the second-year man out of Valencia in Venezuela looks to give the Threshers a lead in his second game this season. Fastball outside, 0-1 the count to Borgoya, who takes the first pitch for a strike. Tie game at 3. Reyes, the go-ahead run on third. Threshers have now equaled Fort Myers' mark with 4 hits on the deck. 3 runs for each team as well. 0-1, fastball just catching the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Borgoya reached on an error by the second baseman, and the 0-2 turns into a 1-1 count as Borgoya's challenge is successful. For Reyes, that's his first triple of the year. And Clearwater has back-to-back triples and back-to-back days. 2-1 the count. Slider going outside again to Borgoya. And we have seen quite a lot of breaking pitches thus far from Samuel Perez. He'll get a blown save, and only Varez will be without a decision, as will McFarland, assuming he comes out of the game. 2-2 now as the breaking ball is fouled off by William Burgoya. Primarily a shortstop, like Burgoya has been played second base this year, with Brian Rincon having a stranglehold on the shortstop position. Now the 2-2. This is hit in the air out to center field. Houghton charging. He'll get underneath it and make the catch at eye level to end the inning. But this game is now tied. Felix Reyes, his first triple of the season, brings home Otto Kemp from second base. One run, one hit, no errors, and a man left. We have a tie ball game, 3-3 the score, here at Hammond Stadium on Saturday night.
It's time for South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Tonight's South Florida Gas question is, who has the most World Series wins as a player in MLB history? Shout out the answer if you know. Yes, Yogi Berra has 10. Congratulations, you got the right answer. Thank you for playing South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. It's time to announce the Aussie Real Lucky section of the game. If you're sitting in section 107, congratulations. Stop by Guest Services and claim your coupon for free Aussie cheese fries. Aussie Grill is the only place you can get a perfect meal of sirloin from a drive-thru. Stop by for Aussie Hours featuring $2 milkshakes, $2 sliders. Aussie Grill is located on Cleveland Avenue, just 3 miles from Hammond Stadium. Hey, Cubs, and you'll love Julie Nolan celebrating our 85th anniversary this year. Our company has been flexing its muscles to help solve your residential and commercial home problems. For a free home or business inspection, visit one of our branches in Fort Myers, Big Coral, the Niagara, Bonita Springs, Naples, or Marco Island. Call 1-800-GO-TRULY or visit us online at trulynolan.com. Twins fans have been playing the Ultimate Sports Lodge, where everything is raised to a higher elevation. With these drafts of 29 degrees natural bugs, the best tickets in sports, man games covering TVs, bring your tickets down for free to the peso.
Lima for the Mighty Muscles, number 12, Alex Sayre. Number 12.
Now pitching for the Threshers, number 6, John Enriquez. Number 6.
Brand new ball game and a brand new pitcher. John Henriquez now has an 0-2 count to Alex Sayre leading off the sixth inning. And the night is officially done for Alex McFarland. No decision for either starter as Sayre takes a timeout with an 0-2 count. McFarland, 4 hits in 5 innings, 3 runs and 3 walks, tying a career high with 8 strikeouts. In his 10th start of the year. This one grounded right back to the pitcher underneath the glove of Henriquez. Burgoya ends up with it, sends it to first, and Reyes makes the grab for the first out of the sixth inning. 3-3 is the score,
now,
and now Dylan Tatum
will
come
muscles,
up to the plate.
3 hits apiece, 4
Dylan, runs apiece, 4 hits apiece, and 1 error for the Mighty Muscles. That came back in the fourth inning. Error charge to Rubel Cespedes. Tatum 0-for-2 on the day, struck out in the fourth, and he swings and misses to get things started here against John Henriquez. Henriquez is the league leader in victories. 8 wins this season. No one else is within 2 of him. He has wins in each of his last 3 relief appearances, combining to go for 8 innings with no runs allowed. In his last 4 outings, 9 innings of work. On the season, 8-0, 267 ERA, and this is 15th appearance. 1-1 to Tatum, cut on and missed on the upstairs fastball to make count 1-2. 4 strikeouts as he got the win on Tuesday in a 10-5 victory. 1 walk and 1 hit in 3 innings of work. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts in the last outing of May where he got the win as well. 1-2. Outside on the breaking ball, and now the count's even at 2-2. 4-pitch pitcher is Henriquez out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 4-seamer, change, slider, and a cutter. 2-2 pitch. Tatum hits this off the end of the bat, charging in right fielder's Rincones Jr. towards the foul line. He makes the grab. Momentum carries him into foul territory with the baseball in glove for the second out of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Maddox. RBI triple. That gave the Mighty Muscles the lead, which was just taken back by the Thrashers in the sixth inning. This game is now tied at 3 with 2 outs in the bottom half of the sixth inning. No starter will get a decision. John Henriquez, 8 wins on the season. That leads the league as the pitch in there for a called strike to Maddox Helm. He's 1-for-2 on the day with that RBI triple. There are 4 pitchers with 5 wins on the year as Houghton swings and misses at a fastball to make it 0-2. And that is the 4-way tie in second place. Brian Henriquez is 8. He is 8-0 on the year. Just an absolute powerhouse in relief for Clearwater. Their bullpen has been so good for the first place Threshers. 2 outs. Here's the 0-2 to Houghton. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. A high, hard fastball, and Henriquez gets the punch out to retire the side in order after the Threshers tied up in the sixth inning. 3-3.
Thank you, thank you so much, champ. Be your pressure.
Give it up right here. Defeating the playoffs on the line for the Threshers.
Eric Arnold, and your pitcher coming in. Let's see how many you can answer to see if you can be a mighty muscle player. Here we go. First question. What do you call a shape that has 6 sides? A shape that has 6 side.
Hexagon.
Hexagon is correct. Yes, next one. What's the square root of 81? The square root of 81.
9.
9, Eric. Golly, this boy's winking. Wait, the mathematicians are loving you. Here we go. Last one. The capital of New Jersey. Capital of New Jersey. Four seconds.
Trenton.
3-for-3. He's 3-for-3. Let's see how the Mighty Muscles do.
What is the name for a shape with 6 sides?
Hexagon.
What is the square root of 81?
9.
What is the capital of New Jersey? That's okay.
Two out of three. 3 out of 3 right here. Give it up for Eric, Lady Spider. Sixth grader brought to you by Athena and Academy Tim. Back to you.
The seventh inning is sponsored by Chase. Leading off for the Threshers. Number 37, Ricardo Rosario. Number 37.
Nine, 1-2 up for the Threshers here in the top of the seventh inning. 3-3 the score. Rosario pulls back a bunt in time as the breaking ball misses outside to make it 1-0. Rosario has reached base twice, but is 0-for-1 with 2 stolen bases, reaching on a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. 1-0, and it's in there for a called strike to Ricardo Rosario. Samuel Perez will leave with a blown save, allowing 1 hit and striking out 1 with 1 walk and 1 run allowed in the first inning. He'll give way to another lefty in Gabriel Yanez, a former Phillies farmhand who played for the Threshers last season. 2-1, Rosario cut on and missed, and an upstairs heater count is 2-2. So Perez likely to get the blown save as this is hit high, hard, and foul the other way into right field. Count stays at 2-2 to Ricardo Rosario. So Yanez came back to BayCare Ballpark with Fort Myers in the opening game of the year as Rosario taps this towards second base. Cespedes comes up with it, throws on the run first to get the out.
And now Richards with the Mighty Muscles, second inning. Number 38,
with one man gone.
Number 38.
So 1 out in the 7th, now the leadoff man coming up, Brian Rincon, against a former Clearwater Thresher back in 2021 and 2022. Fastball in there for a called strike to Rincon, count 0-1, who's 1-for-3 on the day with the leadoff home run. Last year, Yanez threw 50 1/3 innings for the Threshers, a 3-4 record and 322 ERA. Now he's pitching against them for the second time. Swing and a miss, breaking ball outside, and now the count is 0-2. Yanez made his road debut of the season in BayCare Ballpark and has the fastball in there for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes to Rosario. The 1-2 turns into 2-1 as Rincon wins the challenge. Now Yanez deals. Rincon hits it high down the right field line and foul. And 2-2. Yanez pitched one game against the Threshers on Friday of the opening series. Two shutout innings, four strikeouts, and retired all six batters that he faced against Clearwater. So now he's retired all seven batters he's faced against Clearwater with a 2-2 count on the eighth one in the leadoff man, Brian Rincon. Two balls and two strikes. Yanez kicks and deals, swing and a miss by Rincon, and that is the fifth strikeout for Yanez.
That's another K
one K on the day, and now there are two outs here in the seventh inning. Amarion Boyd also won for three on the day, doubled, stole a base, and scored in the first, and was retired on a flyout and a groundout his last two at-bats. Boyd takes the first pitch, a breaking ball in the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Yanez has his ERA down to 2.95 here tonight. And the 0-1 pitch, fastball again, called strike on the outside corner. Counts 0-2. Yanez, 2-1 on the season in his 14th appearance, 21 2/3 innings with 34 strikeouts, and as Boyd fouls that off the plate, keep himself alive at 0-2. Boyd, the stolen base leader on the season, 1-for-3 on the day with four doubles on the season after the one in the first inning. 0-2, did he go? He didn't. Jamelo Robb keeps Boyd in the batter's box and the count's 1-2. Boyd's 5-for-19 on the series now with two extra base hits, four RBIs, and five runs scored. 1-2, bouncing in front of home plate is the breaking ball, and the count's now even at 2-2. Boyd's probably the last guy you're going to want to get on base here because he can turn anything into an instant triple. He is always willing to go, and he steals early and often in the count. But three straight balls from Yanez make the count full at 3-2. Still a tie game at 3, two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Yanez, the payoff pitch, Boyd ground this one to short, fielded by DeAndrade, deep in the shortstop, picked it first, and Boyd beats it out. An infield base hit for Amarion Boyd. The throw came in low from DeAndrade, who had his heels on the outfield grass, and now Ryan Meyer will come out to try and argue the call with the field umpire, Isabella Rahm. He looks safe to me, and a quick argument for Meyer as he'll head right back to the dugout with some words of encouragement for Gabriel Yanez. So Amarion Boyd has his second multi-hit game of the series with a two-out single in the seventh inning.
Gabriel,
now things could get interesting. Rincon has narrowly missed a game-tying home run in the fifth, and now he's got the stolen base king of the Florida State League to play with. Rincon fouls that one off his feet. Count is 0-1. He's 0-2 on the day with two flyouts deep in the center and right field. Boyd, 33 stolen bases in 41 attempts on the season, 1-for-1 today, 9-for-9 this week. He's got a leadoff of first, and now he's in a rundown as the ball goes to the first baseman, Nigro. Now to DeAndrade. Boyd tries to escape the tag. He does not. It is 1-3-6 on the pickoff of Boyd to end the seventh.
All right, fans, it's time to stand up. Stretch your legs.
We are going to stretch it out here in Fort Myers.
Take me out of the ballgame.
Lead off the eighth and the bottom of the seventh, Fort Myers.
Brought to you by Budweiser.
Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country.
A reminder, fans, this is your last call. Last call for alcohol. The largest fireworks display provider in the country is here to entertain you with news, odds, and jaw-dropping excitement after every Friday and select Saturday home games this season. Contact Pyrotechnical for your next community or church gathering, dream wedding, or big corporate event. 1-800-854-4705. Link to the ball game, your source for all of the hottest items, ducks, Jordan, and DC releases, plus a special selection, huge selection of sports bars, jerseys, and band gear. So you can get for 20% off
in a jersey or hat. The ball game will be 5 minutes away in your Texas
Roadhouse on 6 Mile Cypress.
Desperado.
Sitting here. Oh, Mommy's got it. Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 33, Brent Nycro. Number 33.
First pitch, the bottom of the seventh, in there for a called strike to Frank Nigro, 0-for-1 after walking in the fourth inning. Henriquez still on the mound, the 0-1 pitch, missing outside on the breaking ball, count even at 1-1. Nigro struck out in the second, walked in the fourth with the assistance of a pitch clock violation. 1-1, inside on the cutter. And now the count's 2-1 with John Henriquez, the wins leader in the Florida State League, on the mound. 8-0 on the season. And he is in some pretty good company with that 8-win mark. Swing and a miss by Nigro, count now 2-2. I know Shane McClanahan is the major league win leader, and he won his first 8 decisions of the season, as Henriquez did. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Nigro. Breaking ball, just missing outside, and the count now runs full to the Mighty Muscles' first baseman. Speaking of Shane McClanahan, I don't think he's pitching today, but we can give you a Major League scoreboard after this 3-2 pitch. Leadoff walk to Frank Nigro as the breaking ball settles below the knees, and the tying run is aboard here in the bottom of the seventh.
Nobody out.
Challenge is upheld. Fishing.
Now batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 5, Luis Baez.
Baez is taking through.
Number 5.
Major League scoreboard. Only game that has yet to start is in Los Angeles. Seattle and the Angels will go head-to-head a little bit after 10 o'clock. Yankees and Red Sox just getting underway. Rafael Devers, the Yankee killer, up at the plate with 2 outs in the first. Disson bluffs a back pick over to first, as the fastball misses upstairs to Luis Baez, count 1-0. Cubs and Giants also scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Kyle Hendricks currently pitching to Lamont Wade as the Giants have their first chance at the plate. We're through 5 innings in Cleveland. Defending champion Astros lead the Guardians 5-1 as Baez swings and misses at an upstairs fastball to even the count at 1-1. The rest of the scores in the majors are finals. Dodgers took down the Phillies 9-0 at the bank, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Blue Jays 9-4. Fastball inside, 2-1 to Luis Baez, with nobody out here in the seventh inning. A's need an extra innings to beat the Brewers, 2-1 the score in Milwaukee. Braves beat the Nationals 6-4 in Atlanta to become the third team in the majors with 40 wins. Henriquez set at the belt, 2-1 pitch to Baez, hit high in the air out to right field. Rincones is there, takes about 5 steps in, camps under the baseball and makes the catch for the first out in the seventh inning to bring up the leadoff man into the noise. Now, the Braves became the third team to reach 40 wins on the season. They have 2 all the action here tonight. Todd Bradley gets the loss for Tampa Bay. Nathan Eovaldi gets his 9th win with the Texas Rangers as the Rangers beat the league-leading Rays 8-4 at the Trop. Mets beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh 5-1. Royals beat the Orioles at home. Orioles beat the Royals at home 6-1, with Baltimore taking the victory. First pitch to Dylan Noisy, a low fastball, 1-0. In Colorado, Josh Hader got his 15th save of the season as the Padres beat the Rockies 3-2. Reds beat the Cardinals 8-4 in St. Louis, with minor league strikeout leader Andrew Abbott getting his second win as a pro. Disson back picked to first as Nigro back in time, as it's a 2-0 count now to Dylan Noisy with the pitch missing. Marlins beat the White Sox 5-1 at Guaranteed Rate Stadium, and the Diamondbacks shut out the Tigers 5-0. The D-backs are one win away from being the fourth team to 40 wins in the majors. Noisy swings and misses at the fastball to make the count 2-1. The Threshers could become the third minor league team to 40 wins if they get the win here tonight. It would also clinch them a playoff spot. Tie game with one out in the seventh. 2-1 pitch fouled away by Noisy down the right field line, and we're at 2-2 to the Mighty Mussels leadoff hitter. Noisy, 1-for-3 on the day, a strikeout in the first and a triple in the third, flied out to Rincones in the fifth as the leadoff man. Noisy's going to take some time out of the batter's box. Pitch clock is off. Frank Nigro on first base. John Henriquez gets himself some rosin before he gets back on the hill, set at a 2-2 count. 3-3 the score, one gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Henriquez set at the chest, he kicks and deals. 2-2, Noisy taps it off the end of his bat, and will do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noisy has already made a couple of really nice defensive plays this series, 2-for-4 with a run scored and a walk last night. He has 3 hits, now 4, with 2 extra base hits on the series. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch inside on the breaker, narrowly missing. And the count runs full for the second time this inning. Nigro walked on a full count, and Henriquez has controlled the walk numbers pretty well for the league's leading pitcher in terms of games won. Just 18 or 17 walks on the year. Noisy hits this one high and deep to center field. Boyd sprinting back on the track. He makes the grab, and that's the second out of the inning. I don't think there's a place that Omarion Boyd can't get to in the outfield with his kind of speed. He's just going to get to everything.
Now batting for the Mighty Mussels, number 15, Jarrell Ortega.
It's not easy to get to a ball on the track from the depth of center field, and Boyd making it look easy. 2 outs in the seventh inning. The go-ahead run on first in the form of Frank Nigro, and Jarrell Ortega up at the plate, 0-for-3. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's now 0-1 to Ortega. He struck out on each of his last 2 at-bats, 2 of the 8 strikeouts issued by Alex McFarland, which tied his career high that he set against Bradenton back on May the 19th. Fastball narrowly missing the outside corner, and the count even at 1-1. Henriquez has now thrown 30 pitches with 18 for strikes in his second full inning work. 1-1, curveball hitting the air out to left field. Sprinting back is Rosario, leaping up, and he makes the catch to end the inning. We've seen some great plays out in left field, left center field, but defense has ruled the day today, even in a game with 2 home runs. The 7th inning remains scoreless. The game remains tied at 3-3 as three flyouts end the 7th for the Clearwater Threshers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 man left. The Threshers come up to bat in the 8th in a 3-3 ball game.
The public first responder section is new at 2023 Hammond Stadium. Pilots will be hosting various first responder groups throughout the season on Friday and Saturday night games. For more information on how your group can join us, please stop by the Fairfield Inn. Guest service is free. Your friends at Anna John will be accident attorneys on the local people. Nice ball game. Enjoy your time with friends and family. Keep a flat eye out for fly balls and be safe. Always remember our team is here to help your family take back control of your life. In the event of any type of car accident, took a call, or any accident for that matter. Our consultation is always free. We can be reached 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733. Minnesota's own delicious and refreshing Golden Root Beer can be found throughout the ballpark. You can track open in the Hall of Fame game. Golden Root Beer, proud sponsor of the Minnesota Twins and Fort Myers Mighty Mussels. Thank you to tonight's game sponsors, the Good Feet Store and Budweiser. The 8th inning is brought to you by Chase. Leading off for the Threshers, Number 45, Gabriel Rincones. Number 45.
Gabriel Yanes back on the mound. Gabe Rincones Jr. back at the plate. He takes the first pitch for ball number one, as it's a 1-0 count to last year's number three pick for the Phillies. Third round pick, 93rd overall. 1-0 to Rincones Jr., missing outside, and now the count 2-0. He was at the plate when Boyd was picked off at second base. 2-0 to count to Rincones. He's 0 for 2 on the day. And now the pitch, slider low, 3-0. He's got good speed, a stolen base already today, back when he walked in the first inning. And now he's ahead in the count 2-1. The pitch from Yanes, swing and a miss, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5 homers, 21 RBIs on the season for Gabe Rincones Jr., tied for second, the team lead in home runs with Otto Kemp. 2-2. Bouncing breaking ball and smothering it is Dylan Tatum. And Yanes will get a new ball from the home plate umpire in Tyler Green. Full count now to Rincones Jr. 3-3 is the score here in the top of the eighth inning. 5-4 in favor of the Threshers. Swing and a foul ball. Rincones barely got a piece of that breaker. So it's still a 3-2 count. The pitch. Chopper foul down the first baseline. Rincones fighting off some pitches from Gabriel Yanes. And the payoff again. Rincones pops this one up down the third baseline. Playable. Behind home plate, it's Tatum who ends up with it and makes the catch for the first out in the eighth inning. Like it went a little further up. That blows right into the glove of Dylan Tatum. Otto Kemp scored the tying run in the sixth inning. Stole a base. He has walked three times in his three late appearances. He will be up next as Jordan Disson comes up to the plate, who's 0 for 3. Disson, the cleanup man, taking the first pitch for a called strike. Average just north of 300, a homer and 17 RBIs. He is hitting 500 over his four-game on-base streak, excluding today's 0-for-3 numbers. Now he's 6-for-15 over the last five, looking to extend his streak and put a one-out runner on for the Threshers. 1-1, way outside on the breaking ball, and now the count's 2-1. Yanes, set at the belt. Middle of the rubber, he winds, kicks, and deals. 2-1, con and missed. Upstairs breaking ball missed by Disson. And we're even at 2-2. Scores even as well. 3-3 here in the top of the eighth inning with one out. Threshers haven't led since the first. 2-2. Disson holds up the swing. Did he go? He did not. Isabella Robb calls him safe on the appeal. And the count runs full. The fans here in Fort Myers don't like it. She made the right call. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the eighth inning as the Threshers looking to get themselves a base runner in a late tie game. One more win for Clearwater, and they win the West Division in the first half. 1 out in the eighth, full count to Disson. Payoff pitch, fastball inside, and he's going to run to first base, representing the tying run with a walk in the eighth inning.
Now
that'll bring up Otto Kemp,
nine,
who has done nothing but walk tonight. Walks in the first, third, and sixth. With the sixth inning, he recorded his 9th stolen base of the season and scored a run. First pitch to Kemp. Weakly foul down the first baseline. Going to be enough to advance the runner. Yanes wheels around, throws to first, and it pulls the first baseman off the bag. Nigro pulled off the first base bag, and now Brian Meyer coming out to talk to Isabella Robb. He does not like the call, running right out of the dugout and getting up in Rob's face, but he'll quickly go back home. Second error of the day on the Mighty Muscles, and now there's two on with one out here in the eighth inning. Looked like a tailor-made ground ball on just a weak chopper down the first base line, but now dissing the tying run. The go-ahead run is on second base, and Otto Kemp is on first. Now bring up Jordan Byers. He's hit the ball a long way a couple of times, but each time he's made contact in fair territory, Maddox Houghton has been able to run it down. Slider outside corner, called strike one on Byers, who's 0-for-3 with a strikeout in his last at-bat. It looks like they called the play a hit for Otto Kemp, and that is what it is, an infield single for Otto. As looks like he beat out the throw from Yanesh. 1-1 count to Byers now as the pitch misses outside on the cutter. So two on and one out. Go-ahead run on second base in the form of Jordan Disson. Depending on where the ball's hit, likely we'll need extra bases to get the go-ahead run home. Byers certainly capable of that. Slider missing outside. Now the count 2-1. A walk and a hit in the eighth inning with one out. Kemp on first base, Disson on second. Unlikely that he's going to try and take third. Yanes looking at second base on Disson. Byers takes another slider, and now the count's 3-1. These guys were teammates in Clearwater last season, as Byers played a couple of games with the Threshers in his second year with Clearwater. Between Clearwater in the Florida Complex League last year, Byers had an on-base percentage of .324 with two homers and 23 ribbies. Now he's got a full count at 3-2 as the slider catches the outside corner for a called strike. Payoff pitch coming. Don't think the runners will go here. Full count to Byers. Tie game with one out in the top of the eighth. Yanes deals. Payoff pitch. Hit on a line into right field for a base hit. Disson will stop at third base as Noisy comes right up with it, and it's a huge single for Jordan Byers. Base is loaded now with one out in the eighth inning. Kemp to second, Disson to third, and Jordan Byers on first with back-to-back singles here in the eighth inning.
Number 50.
A right-hander warming up for Fort Myers, and potentially to delay that, the catcher, Dylan Tatum, comes out to talk to Yanes. Byers on first, Kemp on second, Jordan Disson the go-ahead run on first. And the mound meeting turned into something a bit more as Brian Meyer is coming out of the dugout. Felix Reyes, a teammate of Yanes in 2022, will not get to face the big left-hander, a righty, called out of the bullpen in for Myers, chases Logan, and one out. Playoffs on the line for the Threshers, and they've got the bases loaded with one out in the eighth inning. Don't go anywhere. A new pitcher for Fort Myers, and we'll be right back.
This is the Sarah Bay Chevrolet called to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles, number 35, Jackson Hicks. Number 35. They want to battle and save you. Like a don't miss the Naples Premier of the Pitching Songs in Naples, the Bo Williams exhibit. Now, come on! Sitting an exciting day with characters of the Lost Children Footballer and illustrator Bo Williams. And the best friend, you will help in the Naples Henry Knuckleball and the Pitching. The Mighty Seaver that's so presented. Don't let the Pitching drive the bus. For further information, visit cmon.org.
Thank you. Jackson Hicks, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles in the series for the second time. Bases loaded, one out, and a breaking ball missing to Felix Reyes. Reyes has already come up big for the Threshers with a triple that tied the game in the sixth. 1-0, way inside on the breaking ball, and the count now 2-0. So, Yanez, responsible for all three runners on base, he would take the loss if one of them should score and the Threshers hold the lead. Top of the eighth inning, 3-3 the score, 2-0 to Felix Reyes. Swing and a miss, chopped at an upstairs fastball, and the count now 2-1. Hicks in the series for the second time, pitched a scoreless eighth inning against the Threshers back on Thursday in the 2-0 shutout win. Now the 2-1 pitch, fastball upstairs, and now it's 3-1. No place to put Felix Reyes. Byers on first, Kemp on second, and Jordan Disson, the go-ahead run, on third base. Bases loaded, one out. Corners pinched in, and a 3-1 count on Felix Reyes. Here's the pitch, popped up, foul, and it's now 3-2. You can feel the tension in the crowd on this hot night here in Fort Myers. The bases are loaded. The Threshers, a win away from taking the West Division. A bases loaded and full count pitch. Ball four. Felix Reyes drives in the go-ahead run with a bases loaded walk. Disson scores, still one out, and the bases are still loaded. Two big ribbies for Felix Reyes, and Gabriel Yanez is now on the hook for the loss. Disson has scored the go-ahead run. Kemp to third, Byers to second, and Reyes on first base for the second time. Bases loaded, one out for William Bergoglio, and he takes a breaking ball low. Count is 1-0. Bergoglio, in just his second game of the season, made his debut with the Threshers earlier this week and went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He is 1-for-3 here today. Fastball on the outside corner, count evens at 1-1. So Reyes has now drove in the tying and go-ahead runs with the walk in the eighth inning. 1-1 count to Bergoglio, and the pitch popped up foul down the left field side, and it's 1-2. Kemp on third, Byers on second, Reyes on first as a fan, ends up with a baseball behind the Fort Myers dugout. 1-2 now to Bergoglio. Threshers lead it 4-3 here in the eighth. Hicks deals. Bergoglio lets it bounce on home plate. No appeal necessary. Count 2-2. The bat just left his shoulder, but not enough to warrant a check on a swing. The Threshers in the lead. If the score stands, they will head home as Florida State League West first half champions. Fastball narrowly missing outside, and for the second straight at bat, we have a full count with the bases loaded. No place for Bergoglio, 18-year-old in his second game of 2023. Payoff pitch, curveball, just missing outside. It's challenged by Tatum and overturned. Bergoglio can't believe it, but the ABS rules it a strikeout by Jackson Hicks. Now that strike three, two outs in the eighth inning now. The bases are still loaded, so the infield will return a regular depth for Ricardo Rosario. Two walks, two hits, and one run in the inning so far in the eighth. And Jackson Hicks on the mound with the bases loaded and two outs for the Threshers' number nine hitter. Rosario takes the first pitch, a breaking ball over the plate, and it's 0-1. No one in the Threshers' bullpen that's getting running right now, so it could be Henriquez for his third straight outing going into the third. 0-1, swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and the count's 0-2. Rosario walked in the second, stole a base then, stole another base on a fielder's choice in the fourth, and is 0-for-2 on the day. Now he's got an 0-2 count with the bases loaded. The pitch outside on the breaking ball. Count 1-2. Reyes on first, Byers on second, Kemp on third. Threshers lead it 4-3 with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. The Mighty Muscles faithful supporting the pitcher. Ricardo Rosario slices this foul and will do it again at 1-2. No place to put Rosario. One ball and two strikes to the left fielder, Rosario. The slow clap has begun. Two outs, the 1-2. Hit back up the middle. Diving is DeAndrade. Gets underneath him for a base hit. One run will score. Byers rounds third. He will score. A two-run single for Ricardo Rosario, and the Threshers open up a three-run lead. You can taste the playoffs in the Clearwater dugout. A huge hit for Ricardo Rosario, giving himself double-digit ribbies on the season.
Brian Rendon.
Kemp and Byers score, and Reyes is held up at second base as Ricardo Rosario has a two RBI single to make it 6-1. Now the leadoff man Rincon is up. Eighth batter to hit this inning. A hard line drive into left right field for a base hit. Reyes is coming home. The throw is wide of the plate. The tag is in time, and Reyes is furious. He thought he had another run, but Felix Reyes is thrown out at home, and that is going to end the eighth inning. A tough ending to the frame for the Threshers, but they can't be mad at that one. Clearwater takes the lead with three huge runs on four hits and two men left on base. 6-3 Threshers heading into the bottom of the eighth inning, and John Henriquez will try to keep it that way.
No winner in tonight's Gerber Delicious fastest game contest. Tonight's fastest pitch thrown by a muscle winner, 93 miles an hour, thrown by Jose Olivares. Chase is a proud partner and official bank of the Mighty Muscles. Stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. This summer is Hooters Summer on Ice. Stop by Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. for $19.80 1-pound crab legs and $3 domestic pilsner. The Achieve a Credit Union Community Sector brings this season, which became a different nonprofit organization, receives up to 50 tickets to join per game, courtesy of Achieve a Credit Union. With many branches in Southwest Florida, Achieve a Credit Union is proud to serve its growing membership. Stop by a branch and see why banking is good with Achieve.
Leading off for the Mighty Muscles, number 8, Kenny Teoncone. Number 8.
The Threshers with a three-run lead after a three-run eighth inning, and now a 1-0 count to Danny DeAndrade in the bottom of the eighth. Henriquez, the 1-0 pitch, fastball right down the middle, evening the count at 1-1. 9-2 on the putout of Felix Reyes, who's now at first base. 1-1, breaking ball, narrowly missing inside, 2-1. But three runs come across for the Threshers. Four hits, two walks, two men left. Inside fastball, 3-1 on Danny DeAndrade. Six to three is the score. The Threshers six out away from the playoffs, but the first man of the eighth inning will reach base. Second walk and base runner allowed by John Henriquez. He's got 19 free passes issued on the season. Rubel Cespedes, who's had the most successful day of any Mighty Muscles hitter, comes up to the plate. He's 2-for-3 with 3 runs with responsible for three runs. Bounced to short. This could be two. And smacked into third base by Brian Rincon. Tried to just pick that. A difficult hop. And it's going to end up being an error on Brian Rincon. So D'Andrade reaches second base. And Rebel Cespedes is on first.
Number 12.
Rincon looked the ball completely into the glove. And now the tying run is up at the plate with nobody out in the eighth inning for the Mighty Muscles. Should be an error on Rincon, but there's two on. And Alex Sayer at the plate. He's 0 for 3, though. Fastball in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. 0-1 to the Mighty Muscles DH. And we've got a right-hander warming for the Threshers. 0-1 now to Sayer. Henriquez deals. Breaking ball. Line back into Henriquez's glove. Throws to first. Double play. Bang, bang play to John Henriquez. And two huge outs here in the eighth inning. How about that? A comeback liner caught, and Henriquez with the wherewithal to throw it right over Reyes at first place to get the double play that eluded them on the error by Rincon. So two gone in the eighth, and a runner on second base with now Dylan Tatum up at the plate. Fastball misses outside, and a bonk advances D'Andrade to third. It's officially ruled an error by Rincon, his third of the season, and the pitch doesn't count to Tatum as it's a balk on Henriquez. Now here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Fastball misses 1-0. So now there's a man on third, two outs, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Breaking ball up and in, and now the count 2-0. Disson's going to come out, have a chat with John Henriquez, and bring in Brian Rincon to translate. On third base is Danny D'Andrade. The tying run is in the dugout and will stay there unless Henriquez can throw three strikes or get an out before two more missed pitches. 6-3 the lead for the Threshers. They have the lead for the first time since it was 2-0 in the first inning. Rebel Cespedes promptly tied that up in the home half, and it's been either a tie game or a Mighty Muscles lead ever since then. So now, Rincon back to short, Disson back behind home plate, and Henriquez now has a 2-0 count. Set from the first base side of the rubber, he deals, almost hits Tatum. No, he does hit him. Just grazed the shoulder of Dylan Tatum, and the first player hit by a pitch brings up the tying run in Maddox Houghton. Houghton has been spectacular on defense, an RBI triple in the fourth, and is 1-for-3 on the day with a strikeout, and now Marty Malloy is going to point to the bullpen and bring out the closer. Henriquez had a solid game, didn't allow a hit, two walks and a hit by pitch, and is in line for victory number 9 of the season, and they will call upon the closer for a four-out save. Jack Dallas, 19th appearance of the season. He leads the team with 6 saves, second in the league in that mark, and he'll try for a four-out save to clinch a playoff spot for the Threshers.
Mascaro Bay Chevrolet calls to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Threshers, number 26, Jack Dallas, number 26.
Mm-hmm.
batting for the Mighty Muscles, number 21, Maddox Houghton. Number 21.
First pitch from Jack Dallas misses as ball one to Maddox Houghton. Dallas, six saves in seven attempts on the year, has an ERA under one and is in line for the four-out save. Runners on the corners. Houghton pops this up. Foul territory, but playable for Kemp. Still on the dirt, drifting into the fair side of third base to make the catch. And Otto Kemp closes out the eighth inning with a pop-up. The tying run stranded at the plate for Fort Myers, and out one of the four out save is complete. Top of the ninth coming up, the Threshers are three outs away from the playoffs. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Where you're going or why. With 24 trusted brands by women to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
For nearly 70 years, Brandon served the very best seed, crop protection, and nutrient solutions to farms, all sorts of home gardeners around the world. Brandon, professional agriculture, not the power of the mighty muscles. Visit Brandon.co for more information. With modern, coastal-inspired ambience, high-efficiency coconut point resort and spa provides the perfect setting to soak up the spirit of Southwest Florida. Come and rush to the grace of the vibrant dining scene and fresh food culture of our five distinctive restaurants and bars. From family retreats to romantic escapes, our Southwest Florida resort in Sabine Springs offers seamless excitement in a beautiful setting. At Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa, you'll create memories that will last a lifetime. Go back Thursday's run by Gator Country 101.9, Southwest Florida's country station, playing the best country music, giving away the best prizes with the best country listeners on the planet. Gator Country 101.9, simply the best. Leading off for the Threshers, number 23, Omarion Boyd. Number 23.
Marion Boyd at the plate to lead off the ninth. A 1-1 count with Jackson Hicks still on the mound. Boyd, the only player not to bat in the eighth inning, 2-for-4 with a run scored. 1-2, the count to Boyd now. Hicks still on the mound, and the Threshers leading 6-3. Nigro, Baez, and Noisy do up for the Muscles in the bottom of the ninth as Boyd lifts this one foul. Count will stay 1-2. Threshers lead by three. A crooked number in the eighth inning. Most runs they've scored in a frame since the opening frame of this series. And they are 3 outs away from a playoff berth. 1-2. Boyd flares this one up the middle. Will anyone get there? It's the second baseman who makes the catch. Wow, Cespedes reaching backwards on a flared out single to catch the stolen base now leader. Boyd now 2-for-5 with the little line out to second. And that is the first down of the ninth inning. Rincones 0-for-3 on the day, walked and stole a base in the third, now up at the plate with nobody on and one out. The righty Hicks has now completed a full inning of work and now sends the first pitch to Gabriel. Fastball missing upstairs, count 1-0. Rincones, two flyouts and a pop-up to the catcher, as well as a walk and a stolen base in the third inning. 1-0 the count to Rincones, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball, missing outside, 2-0. 23 stolen bases on the season for Rincones Jr., so not someone that they want to put on base. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. The Threshers up by three here in the top of the ninth inning. 2-0. Fastball outside, and now the count 3-0. One out and the base is clear. Infield shifted towards the pole side, the right field side for Rincones Jr. with the second baseman Cespedes has his heels on the outfield grass. 3-0 the count. Rincones will let it go. Fastball missing outside, and that is ball four. Hicks walked the first batter he saw in now Felix Ranz, has allowed two hits, and now two
Jordan
walks.
Disson.
And that will bring up Jordan Disson. Disson, a walk in the eighth inning, extending his on-base streak to five straight games with five walks in those last five games. First pitch to Disson, fastball down the pipe, 0-1. And Disson has the distinction of scoring the go-ahead run. Right now, it is the playoff clinching run, as the Threshers three outs from winning the West in the first half. Rincones off for second. Pitch inside to Disson. The throw, not in time, as Rincones Jr. slides underneath the tag for his second stolen base. The Mighty Muscles dugout does not like it, but gave Rincones Jr. his 24th stolen base of the season. That moves him into a three-way tie for second with Justin Crawford and Seth Stevenson of the Lakeland Flying Tigers. A 1-1 count to Disson, and Rincones Jr. is in scoring position. If Dallas stays out, which is likely he will, it's a save situation regardless of what happens. Two balls and one strike. The Threshers lead it 6-3 with some insurance in scoring position. 2-1 to Disson now. He is set. 8 on the pitch clock. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by Disson. And the count is 2-2. 6-3 is the score. Threshers have those 6 runs on 9 hits with 2 surrendered by Jackson Hicks. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Disson. Rincones shuffling off a second. He'll stay put. Breaking ball. Called strike 3. Disson knew it. He'll head back to the dugout. Second punch out of the day. And second punch out for Jackson Hicks as well. 2 outs here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who has reached base all 4 times he has come to the plate with a run in each of his last 2. A single in the eighth in his last at-bat and 3 walks and a stolen base for Kemp. A night that's going to boost his on-base percentage, likely over 400. Man on second, 2 outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Kemp lines this the other way. Charging is noisy, and that drops in for a base hit. Rincones sprinting around third. He will score, and it's an RBI single by Otto Kemp. 7-3 Threshers, and the playoffs getting that much closer. Otto Kemp has reached base all 5 times he's come to the plate, the most that a player has been perfect this season. Justin Crawford was 4-for-4 in the second game of his Player of the Week performance last week against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Kemp, 2-for-2, but 5-for-5 in terms of reaching base with 3 walks. RBI number 23 of the year for Kemp, by the way. And now it's 7-3. 1-0 count to Jordan Viers, who singled and scored back in the 8th. Now he might go for extra bases. This one hit on a line in the gap in right center field. Viers takes a wide turnaround first, and he heads back to first base with a second consecutive single. Kemp moving to third, and Viers on first. The Threshers not looking to stop, trying to get as much insurance as they possibly can. Viers with the third multi-hit game of the season with back-to-back singles in the 8th and 9th. Now runners on the corners for Felix Reyes, who drove in the go-ahead run with a walk in the 8th. Also tied it up with a triple as he fouls the first pitch he sees back over the Threshers dugout to make it 0-1. 7-3 the score now for Clearwater. And there's 2 outs here in the top of the ninth inning. 1-1 across already. Runners on the corner. Byers has good speed at first. Kemp is green grass away from run number 8. 1-1 the count to Reyes, who has reached in each of his last 2 at-bats. A triple and 2 RBIs for Reyes. That ties his season high for the 3rd time. 1-1 to Felix. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Out ahead of the breaking ball. And a count now 1-2. Reyes tied the game up in the sixth, driving in Otto Kemp. Then he walked in a run in the eighth inning for his second ribby of the game. 11 RBIs on the season now for Felix Reyes. One and two, Viers on first, Kemp on third. The pitch, Reyes lines this into left field, and that's going to drop in for another base hit. Kemp will score, Viers rounds second and stands up at third. It's 8-3 Threshers. Three RBIs for Felix Reyes, that's a season high, and he is a catalyst of the Threshers, inching closer and closer to a playoff berth. Three
12.
RBIs is one short of Reyes' career high and the most he's had in a single game this season. 8-3 Threshers, runners on the corners, still two outs. Jack Dallas getting a nice rest in the dugout before he has to finish out the four-out save. And the Mighty Muscles might finish this game with a different pitcher. Brian Meyer on the mound having a chat with Jackson Hicks, who's trying to plead his case to stay in the game. There are a couple arms up in the Fort Myers bullpen, but they won't be used just yet. Hicks keeps the ball with two runs already across in this inning. And runners on the corners, two outs for William Bergoglio. So Viers now on third. Reyes on first with his third RBI of the day and third RBI in three consecutive at-bats. 8-3 Threshers, two gone in the ninth. Bergoglio takes a pitch low, and the count is 1-0. He's 1-for-4 for the second time in as many games, looking for a second RBI as he had one in Wednesday's win for Clearwater. Now the 1-0. Hit the other way, foul, count even at 1-1. Bergoglio had a single in the first at-bat in each of the first two games he's played this season. Singled in the second tonight, reached on an error in the third, or in the fourth, excuse me, and then a fly and a strikeout in his last two. A chance to do some damage with Viers on third base, and the Threshers already up five. Fastball outside, and the count now 2-1. The Threshers, with 12 hits on the game, they have three in this inning and had four in the eighth. Seven of their 12 hits in the final two innings as they're looking to finish their playoff push. 2-1 to Bergoglio inside, and that is ball three. A pitch away from loading the bases again. A righty warming up intensely in the bullpen for Fort Myers. Dallas primed to come out in the ninth, looking for a four-out save. Two balls and one strike to Bergoglio, and the pitch. Low ball four. The bases are loaded once again for the Clearwater Threshers. Brian Meyer's going to stay in the dugout, and Hicks is going to pitch to Ricardo Rosario.
Number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
So Reyes to second. Byers will stay on third. Bergoglio, with his first walk of the season, is on first base. And for the second time in as many innings, Ricardo Rosario is coming out with the bases loaded, but it looks like he's going to face a new pitcher. The infield coming in, and Brian Meyer coming out of the Fort Myers dugout, and that should do it for Jackson Hicks. Again, a meeting on the mound. Meyer doesn't seem ready to take the ball from him just yet. A righty still getting loose for the Mighty Muscles. This could just be another time-wasting tactic. Still unclear if Rosario's going to face Hicks. The entire infield surrounding the Mighty Muscles reliever with Brian Meyer there as well. And Jackson Hicks is going to head back to the Fort Myers dugout. Meyer taking as much time as he possibly can to get the righty loose. And another reliever is going to come out for Fort Myers to replace Hicks. Bases loaded. Two outs in the ninth. Threshers up by five. We will be right back with a pitching change for the Mighty Muscles. Clearwater leads at 8-3.
I'm going to go to the hospital. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. On the last Friday of every month, freshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our next Beach Dog site is June 16th for all dog tickets benefit Project Bob. That's what we think you. Tickets are available now.
This is the Chevrolet Chevrolet called to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Mighty Muscles, number 37, Danny Moreno. Number 37.
For the second time in back-to-back innings, Ricardo Rosario is coming to the plate with the bases loaded. 8-3 the lead for the Threshers, and Danny Moreno on the hill to try and keep it that way for Fort Myers. Bad start as the fastball misses outside to Rosario, who singled in two runs in the eighth inning with two outs and the bases loaded. Now it's a 1-0 count with two outs and the bases loaded. This time, the Threshers up by five instead of one. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball again outside, and the count's 1-1. Gurgoya on first. Reyes on second. Byers on third. Two runs home already in the eighth. And the Threshers lead 8-3. Moreno sent from the first base side of the rubber. He kicks and deals. Popped up by Rosario, but it's way foul. Count 1-2. RBI single by Otto Kemp and Felix Reyes to plate the extra two runs as Jack Dallas should be coming in for the ninth, looking for his seventh save to send the Threshers to the playoffs. 1-2 to Rosario, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike three, and we are heading to the bottom of the ninth. But the Threshers still add some insurance. No errors, two runs on three hits, and the bases left stranded by the Clearwater Threshers. The first half of the season could be decided within the next three outs. Bottom of the ninth coming up. The Threshers three outs away from the postseason. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Brandt.co to see how Brandt can keep your plants happy.
Stand in the way of a division title in the first half. Frank Nigro starts off by swinging and missing at a Jack Dallas heater to make it 0-1. Dallas working quickly, looking for save number 7. Another swinging strike, slider outside, and it's 0-2. The Threshers lead 8-3. Dallas looking for the 4-out save. 0-2 pitch, outside again on the breaking ball, and the count 1-2. Dallas undrafted out of the University of Lamar, second in the league with 6 saves in 7 attempts. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. A quick first strikeout in the ninth inning. Nigrone down on strikes for the second time. And the Threshers now have 6 K's and are 2 outs away from a division title. Henriquez in line for the victory. And Dallas 2 outs away from a 7th save. Baez sends one up the middle. Rincon gobbles it up, skips towards second, throws to first in time, and Felix Reyes makes the grab. One pitch, and the Threshers are 1 out away. 2 gone here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Dylan Noisy coming up to the plate as Clearwater looks to clinch the division title.
Noisy! Number 9.
First pitch to Noisy, misses outside for ball 1. The Threshers haven't made the playoffs since 2001. And are looking to become the first minor league team to clinch a spot. 1-1 as Noisy swings and misses an inside heater from Dallas. The best winning percentage in baseball. 1-1, hit up the middle, and the inning will continue. A base hit for Dylan Noisy, and the Threshers will have to wait. A ninth inning hit, first one Dallas has allowed in the third batter he has faced. I'll bring up Jarrell Ortega. The Threshers still 1 out away from a division title. Noisy on first base. He's got really good speed, but I doubt that Dallas is going to be paying attention to that base runner. Ortega 0-4, 2 strikeouts, Clearwater 1 out away from a playoff spot. First pitch, cut on and miss. Now they're 2 strikes away. Fastball on the outside corner. Keeps Ortega at bay. 0-1 the count. Threshers lead is 8-3 and a playoff spot on the line. A win would clinch it. And the 0-1 comes in. Ortega pops it up foul, and now the Mighty Muscles are down to their final strike. 5-run lead for the Threshers. A win would make them the first team in the minor leagues to clinch a playoff spot in 2023. Man on first, 0-2, 2 outs in the ninth. Dallas deals, curveball just missing up and in, and a count 1-2. Ortega ground out in the first, back-to-back strikeout from the third and fifth, a flyout in the seventh. Dallas looking to make him the last batter of the game. 2 outs, the 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low, 2-2. 6 saves in 7 attempts for Jack Dallas, a second-year man out of Lamar University, and a 7th save would clinch the playoffs. 2-2. Hit in the air out to right field. Rincones going back, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Noisy sprinting around second base, and now around third, he will score, and a 2-out double gives the Mighty Muscles one more run. Still 8-4, Threshers in the lead, but it gets just a little bit more complicated and they'll have to wait. Back-to-back hits for the Mighty Muscles, and Ortega has his 31st RBI of the season. The bullpen is clear. No one warming up. It is Jack Dallas's 9th. Now, Danny DeAndrade, the potential final batter, fouls the first pitch off, and the count is 0-1. One more out to potentially clinch the division. Dallas deals, fouled back by Andrade, and now it's 0-2. The ball lands in the Threshers' dugout. And once again, the Threshers are 1 strike away from a playoff spot. 8-4 the score. And the timeout taken by Danny D'Andrade. Two outs in the ninth inning. 0-2 the count to D'Andrade. 8-4 the score. The Threshers in the lead. The pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. The Clearwater Threshers are into the playoffs with the West Division clinched. Jack Dallas rings up D'Andrade with a strikeout, and Clearwater has won the West Division. Celebrations in the handshake line as the team jumping through the line, and Clearwater is the first team in the minor leagues to make the playoffs. A round of applause from the Threshers dugout, as this has been expected for quite a while. Clearwater long in the lead in the West Division. And they needed four wins this series to clinch a playoff spot, and here they got it with a late surge, getting seven of their 12 hits in the final 2 minutes. 8-3, the final score, and the division clinched for the Clearwater Threshers. Jack Dallas getting his seventh save of the season, striking out Danny D'Andrade for the final out, and giving the Threshers a lift into the postseason in 2023. First minor league team to clinch a spot, and the Threshers are victorious. 8-4 the final score. Five of those runs coming in the final two innings for the Clearwater Threshers. It started when Brian Rincon led off the game with a solo home run off of Fort Myers starter Jose Olivares. That gave the Threshers a 1-0 lead. Amarion Boyd immediately followed with a double to left and stole third before scoring on a wild pitch to double the lead to 2-0 in the first. Fort Myers tied the game at 2 with a 2-run home run by Rubel Cespedes in the bottom half of the first inning. The Mighty Muscles took the lead on an RBI triple in the fourth that made it 3-2. Then in the sixth, Otto Kemp walked with one out before Felix Reyes tripled off Fort Myers reliever Samuel Perez to tie up the game at 3. Clearwater started a rally with one out in the eighth inning, beginning with a walk to Jordan Disson. Kemp and Jordan Fires hit back-to-back singles to load the bases on Fort Myers reliever Gabriel Yanez. Jackson Hicks replaced Yanez and walked Threshers immediately to score the go-ahead run when Disson came home from third. Then Ricardo Rosario came up with two outs and singled in two more runs to make it 6-3 after the eighth inning. In the ninth, another one-out walk came to Gabriel Rincones Jr., who stole second and came home on an Otto Kemp base hit. Jordan Viers got a hit in his second consecutive inning, and then Felix Reyes drove him in to make it 8-3. Fort Myers scored one run in the ninth, but Jack Dallas struck out the final batter as the Threshers came home as division champs in the West to take the victory by a score of 8-4. 15-10 on the road. Clearwater, the fastest team in minor league baseball to 40 wins, getting it in their 55th game of the season and clinching the Florida State League West in the process. One more game in this series, which has been won by the Threshers as well. A whole lot of milestones in this victory, as Clearwater has now run their third series on the road, 7-1-2 in the series overall, and moved to 40-15 on the season with a clincher in the West Division of the Florida State League. So Clearwater has punched their ticket to the playoffs, which means you can get your tickets for the rest of the regular season, and playoff tickets will be on sale soon. Check our social media and our website at threshersbaseball.com/tickets for more information, and we'll get that to you as soon as we can. The Threshers are heading to the playoffs and will return to Clearwater as division champs, but there is one more game tomorrow night. They've taken the series 4 games in Fort Myers and look for a 5th against the Mighty Muscles at 12 o'clock tomorrow. I'll have the call at noon, pregame show starting at 11:45. That's going to do it for the broadcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and a big congratulations to your Clearwater Threshers, the first half division champions of the Florida State League West. My name is Josh Sperber. We'll have more Threshers baseball for you tomorrow, but thank you for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network, and enjoy your Saturday night.